And now, News for Gamers, Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance Gambit's Con. You've got the wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Shut the cluck up.
All right, well, we're back for another News for Gamers Radio for February 25th, 2008, and we have a full studio this week, sitting in for the first time since the Dark Ages. We have, and three of you apparently remember him, this Killer Wolverine.
Yay!
Three. Hey, that's good. That's half of our listener base remembers. Well,
it's a special guest and two today.
Special guest or two.
Yeah, yeah, we got two.
And then also we have the Green Lantern, Jason Gambrell, GamersCon.
Hello!
Hello, what's John up? Stewart. And also the Wombat, Ryan Womble.
What's up, folk?
Wombat 2.
The Wombat 2 is here.
And Brian the Boogeyman Peterson from GamingAge.com.
Yeah, I'm here again. I know you're sick of hearing me. Probably won't be here next week, though.
Everybody's cheering. So
just, yeah, exactly.
Everybody just turned it off. They're like, well, fuck that. I'll listen to it next week then.
So all five people are like, woo.
They're like, oh, shit, not the show again.
Except for Savannah's, because he's like, damn it, I want some more music.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go into what's been following your console, and I wish I'd have thought who to go with first. I don't know. I'll go this way. We'll start with the Boogeyman.
Man, I wasn't quite ready.
Oh, you got that sprung on
under,
you.
Under pressure.
Well, I figured if I went this way, then, you know, Killer Wolverine would be like, I don't know what I'm playing.
I can't afford anything. I'm not playing. I don't have any money for games. Fuck games. Can't afford Xbox Live Arcade points.
I can't!
Oh, what am I playing? I finally beat Blue Dragon. Yay!
Yay!
God, we're still talking about Blue Dragon.
That's right. Yes. Another week of Blue Dragon.
Unrelated news, Two Worlds. Nothing specific about Two Worlds. Just Two Worlds.
Two Worlds again. Stop it.
Playing some more Guitar Hero. Downloaded N Plus for the Xbox Live Arcade. Played a little bit online co-op with Zero Tolerance. And man, that was some frustrating shit.
That's the thing about N Plus is like it draws you in. It's so good and you love it. And then you get to this level and it goes fuck you.
Yeah.
The game literally says fuck you.
Yeah, it's like they kind of like hold your hand or penis, whatever the case may be, through the level.
What?
What?
What game were you playing?
Somewhere the creator.
He's playing Moonwalker. That's
Somewhere the creator of N Plus is going, what?
It's the plus in N Plus. Come on now. But no, they like literally hold your hand through. Like, it's like, say, if the episode is five levels long, all four episodes are kind of give you a little tutorial and hold your hand and everything. Then you get to the fifth and final stage so you can save, and they're like, yeah, right. Try to beat this one, bitches.
The same thing happened in single player, because I was playing co-op with my wife, a single player, and we get to this one level, and it's the same shit. Homing rockets. Whoever thought of the homing rockets in N+ needs to die.
And the problem is, isn't necessarily the homing rockets themselves. It's like, you finally evade one and make it crash into a wall, then here comes another one, like, 2 seconds after. You don't even get a chance to, like, reset yourself and try to do what you're trying to accomplish in the first place.
Well, here was the awesome thing is the level that you and I were playing, the jump was impossible to hit the switches, and then you had one rocket. The jump was impossible in the level we were playing, and there was two switches up in the corner. There was three homing rockets. And even in two-player co-op, we could not beat the single-player level.
Yeah. Oh, and let's not mention, this is still, like, really early in the game.
Yeah,
it's like 400 stages. So.
Yeah, it's like 400 stages. This may be stage 100.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The good thing is, though, it's still an incredible game if you haven't bought it yet.
It's very, very good.
Oh, it's very good.
You know, we're bitching because we suck at it, and that's all. So, I know, download some N+. I bought Dragon Quest Swords.
and how was it?
A slime this way comes.
Slime approaches.
Yeah, I didn't even see a slime approach yet. I got kind of disinterested early on in the game. And knowing the big Dragon Quest, Dragonware fan I am. And so far, I'm not very impressed. Actually, so unimpressed that I went out and bought Dragon Quest VIII to play instead.
Yes.
You know, that game that only, is only $20, but it's worth $50.
Oh, absolutely.
It says it on the back of the box.
It says it on the back of the box.
Yes. GambusCon said it.
GambusCon quote.
Better than the Burger King games?
Yes.
You know, I think that might be it. Of course, I'm playing more of the show demo every day.
I know something else you played.
Yeah, it's called Rock Band.
You played some Rock Band.
Oh, yes, we did.
We had a giant party.
Last night, had a little too much partying.
Little birthday shindig for Mr. Peterson.
There was a whole lot of partying going on last night. And I just have to say that y'all got owned at Star Wars Trivial Pursuit.
We didn't get owned. We did not get owned.
We kept with you.
You beat us by one easy, stupid question.
Here we go. It's a shame you weren't there to witness it.
And you know what? It's complete testament to our geekiness that we are arguing over Star Wars Trivial Pursuit.
And I only had two pipes. I guess I'm just not as geeky as the rest of the
crew. I feel like I have to go walk by an Abercrombie or something just to...
Yeah. Just need a pink shirt with the collar up.
Yeah. Just get a little waft of coolness back.
Dude,
if I ever
wore a pink shirt with the collar flipped up, I'd punch myself in the face.
I'd grab your hand and punch you in the face with your own hand.
But yes, you played some Rock Band.
Yes, we did. We played a little bit of Rock Band. As I went to get more liquor stuff, they decided to play Guitar Hero, and then by the time I got back, they were pretty much burned out on Guitar Hero.
Well, it wasn't that we were burnt out. I was just mad at the lag.
Why?
Oh, yeah. That too.
I was like, I can't play this. The buttons are wrong.
But no, I believe that's it. Just like usual every week, patiently and impatiently waiting for the show to arrive. And basically every podcast from now until, I don't know, July. And I'm playing the show.
Right.
So that's about it.
All right, so we move on to the Wombat. What have you been playing?
Oh, you know how it goes.
The Wombat
2? I played some Warhawk. Not a whole lot of it, but I had some free time, so I played a little bit of that and had a good time, got owned once again. Because not only am I not very good at Warhawk, but it had been a while since I played Warhawk. Of course, everyone else in the room plays Warhawk as their full-time job. So I got.
That's what happens when you're 13.
I got destroyed. and then played some Rock Band, obviously, both with you guys, and then my wife and I are doing the multiplayer co-op career. So having some fun with that. Starting to get sick of the songs already.
Ooh, that doesn't take long, does it?
In the career. What else did I play? Oh, I played N Plus and had a good time with it, but I haven't bought the full version yet because I don't have any points right now, so I got to get some more points so I can get the full version. I also played the trial of what is the name of that game? It just popped up on the marketplace. Commander's
Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad.
It's
it wasn't
like a
bad.
Little
played,
like generic turn-based strategy game.
I played just a couple minutes of the trial, and it wasn't too bad. It's one that I might try and play a little more of the trial to see if it's worth picking up. But and then I also actually played on the PlayStation Network Pixel Junk Monsters, which is really, really good. It's very simple and deep at the same time. They should put that on the back of the box.
It's very simple and deep.
And better than the Burger King.
It is definitely better than the Burger King games. But you basically have to protect all these little jumpy things. I don't know what the hell they are. But
last week
it
was trees with spears, and now it's little jumpy things.
Yeah, well,
it turns into Gambus Confine.
You're supposed to protect the little things so you can walk up to trees, and if you have enough coins, you can turn the trees into defense turrets to defend against the...
what is this, Odin Sphere?
To defend against the marching... what the hell is that?
That's background noise.
Franz Ferdinand's here, ladies and gentlemen. but you can turn...
What the hell is that?
You can
phone.
You can turn the... the trees into turrets to defend against the little marching monsters. And there's several different kinds of turrets. Some are better against different monsters, and you have to decide which goes where. And it's actually, it's surprisingly deep for as simplistic as it is. So
Is one of the turrets sap from the tree?
No. But there is a fire turret, an ice turret, and a bow and arrow turret, and a anti-aircraft cannon turret, and thank you for unplugging the telephone turret. And
but what about our special calling guest this week?
And several other multiple kinds of turrets.
So it's a turret game.
It's a turret game. Yes. Sweet. But it's good. It's very, very good. And you play as some sort of crazy turtle thing. And I don't know. It's crazy as hell, but it's a good game. So definitely.
Cool. I'll have to try it out.
Download
the
demo. It's up on
PSN.
Yet.
Yeah, I need to download it too, man. I'd like to play some whacked out turtle thing. Yeah. Mess around with some turrets.
That should be on the back of the box.
I also got to mention, about 4 hours, I'm going to be fondling some roulette chips. I'm going down to the
nice,
boat and gambling
yes.
my ass off.
So. A much different kind of gaming.
So you'll be like Killer Wolverine next week. You won't be able to afford to play games.
Or I might be able to.
That's
wow.
true.
No,
that's
wait a minute.
Nice.
That's right. I suck. I'll be lucky to last 30 minutes here. 100 on red.
Damn.
Damn. So what else did you play besides Pixel Junk Monsters?
I played the Patapon demo again. It's so good. If you have a PSP,
are you buying
it
next week when it comes out?
Definitely buying
okay.
it next week.
I'm just making sure
out.
You're part of the part of the solution.
No,
not
I'm
the problem.
I'm definitely part of the solution. And I also they finally put the God of War demo up on the PlayStation Network.
Mm.
So I downloaded it and I started playing it, and it's gorgeous. It looks just like the PlayStation 2 games, basically. The gameplay is very similar, although I am the holding both buttons to roll is a little frustrating until you get used to it.
I was wondering how they're going to use the right analog stick feature. So.
It's a little much because there's some attacks that you need to be able to roll out of the way very quickly, and it can be a little cumbersome to hit both buttons and the stick at the same time. But it's
I'm not also considering that the nub sucks.
Right,
but,
yeah. Other than that, the control for a PSP title is very good. But the one thing I noticed, and I haven't seen anybody else with this problem, so I'm wondering if it's just with the downloaded demo, but there's some severe slowdown. Some really bad slowdown. Yeah. Like, to the point where at least four times during the demo, I would either come into a new area, or I would come into an area and there would be enemies rushing me, and it would almost be like Kratos in bullet time. Like, it would be real slow motion, and the chains would come out, and then all of a sudden everything would snap into
that's an
the
effect.
Regular speed again. No, it's not a regular. It's not an effect.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I think that might
be
God
of War slam dunk.
That might be because it's a downloadable version.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because it's reading off the memory card instead of reading off the UMD. But
yeah, that's right, because you got the demo, right, Jason?
Yeah, I got the UMD demo, and I didn't have any slowdown problems. So,
well, anybody that downloaded the demo, let me know if you're having slowdown problems too, or if it's just my crazy ass version.
So, what else have you been playing this week?
That's really just about it, to be honest.
Is that about it?
I played the MLB The Show demo again.
Imagine that.
It's awesome. Shut up.
You
shut up, Kane and Lynch.
What the?
MLB The Show.
MLB The Show, because it's awesome. There you go. Move past that.
All right, Mr. Khan. It moves on to you, and let's try to keep yours. Let's keep yours civil.
Keep mine. Let's keep yours free of things that will get us kicked off the radio.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the portable front,
so you guys are selling out already.
Uh-oh. It's been like that one since day one. Well, on the portable front, I picked up playing Phoenix Wright again on the DS.
Just in anticipation for Apollo Justice?
Yeah, well, it came out this week. I just want to get caught up.
You got about three games to go? There were four of them?
There's four in all.
You say objection in it.
I go, objection!
At least once.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. It's real quirky. Storylines are, you know, you got the anime looking art style, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, Phoenix Wright, fantastic game. And
What are you guys doing? Getting your groove on? Jeez. Okay, okay.
You know, you're not supposed to point out our pantomime during your fondling.
Yeah.
It's the point of it being a radio show. It was a video podcast. They could see us all dancing ridiculously to the
What's this all
music
crap?
Playing
I didn't
in the background.
Dance.
Yeah.
You know, emo people don't dance.
Ugh, we emo sit in the corner and cry.
Their hair. Yeah, they sit in the corner and cry and flip their hair. Oh, conformist. Anyway, move on.
That was pretty good.
But, it's a murder's ghost.
But, I also played a little bit of Oblivion.
More Oblivion.
Elder Scrolls for PlayStation 3.
Let's talk about your PlayStation 3 thing, because I found this humorous. What is it you told me the other day about Assassin's Creed?
About Assassin's Creed?
That you played it on the PS3, and how did you feel?
I felt like there was something missing from the
and
game.
And what was missing from your Assassin's Creed? I have to point this out on the podcast, because you have been like the chief for this, you know, this whole new revolution. So I want everybody to hear this.
Well, when I was playing Assassin's Creed, I was like, man, there's something missing, you know. I haven't heard a certain noise lately, you know what I'm saying? There's a certain noise that, you know, I associate with modern day next gen gaming. And that noise is ba-goink! Achievement unlocked.
So you have like silently become addicted to earning achievements for your games.
Yeah, but I still love my PlayStation 3.
Oh, I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm just saying that you thought you wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, I guess like my PS3 would be played exclusive titles pretty much. If it's multi-system. Pretty much I'll pick it up for the 360, but unless there's a significant like gameplay or graphical difference, then I might reconsider, but
achievement points have changed you.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. It starts now. But yeah, I've also been playing Lost Odyssey, which is fantastic.
It's good to know somebody's still playing after week one.
I'm toward the end of disc one. I'm going through it kind of slowly. But, man, talk about an emotional game, man. Dude, it's really good.
Does it tug at your emotions?
Yeah, dude.
Tugged at his heartstrings.
I'm a sensitive man, dude. What can I say? I'm sensitive,
man.
You need
to hug everybody out there who wants to give Jason a hug.
E-hug.
E-hug him.
Dude, Lost Odyssey... So far, I'm only on disc one, remind you, but geez, it's really good, man. There's a scene toward the end of disc one that involves, I don't want to give too much away, but it involves someone dying. And, oh, man.
Somebody dies at the end of disc one? Hold on a minute. Back up. What other game did that?
You see
where I'm going with this?
You mean FF7, right?
The game that people can't seem to let go that she's dead?
Aeris is dead.
Oh, wait, spoiler alert. Yeah.
There are people that still celebrate the day of her death.
Yes, which was 11 years ago, by the way. If that's a spoiler alert, I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert.
As infamous as that scene is in the JRPG community...
Are you about to blow up the message boards again?
I am about ready to say... that the incident that happens at the end of Disc 1 goes beyond what Final Fantasy did in terms of emotion.
Wow.
1,000 fanboys gasped.
I think their heads just exploded. They didn't gasp.
I feel that Sakaguchi has outdone himself.
I feel with great disturbance in the force.
Yes.
As if 1,000 voices.
My midichlorians are burning.
My midichlorians are burning. I'm joining the dark side.
My midichlorians are burning. I should have slept with that Twi'lek. What the hell?
Wow.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, Lost Odyssey is pretty sweet. And another game that I played on my 360 that is actually multi-consoled, by the way, is Devil May Cry 4.
Slam Dunk!
Oh, here we go.
Slam Dunk.
You know what? You're still not allowed to talk about... You're still not allowed to talk about Devil May Cry.
And you know something?
Hoorah!
You know something? It's fun. It's a fun game.
Yeah, I plan on...
It's fun.
I plan on picking it up eventually, just so I can see what all the fuss is about. I did enjoy the demo, but... Like, as I've mentioned before, I'm not a huge fan of the series, so...
What's happening? What's the
I'm, I'm hoping that Devil May Cry 4 can recruit me.
Can recruit you?
Can recruit you.
Can pull me into the
mythos. Aye, aye, sir! Wombat reporting for duty!
Indeed. I'll dye my hair white and...
Wear a giant
wear
red
a
trench
big
coat.
Giant trench coat.
Yeah.
Go slam dunk!
Slam dunk!
And, the last game I played... is a little game called N Plus.
Well, who didn't play N Plus this week?
Yeah, who didn't?
Well, you don't have any money.
Okay.
You don't count.
Could have downloaded
it.
Demo
down, but
yeah, demos are free.
I know, I downloaded it, but he was saying don't download it if you don't want to buy it.
And N Plus is really fun, really addictive, and it's got a lot going for it, despite the fact that it's got an incredible challenge, almost to the point of being completely absurd. But then again, you also have level editor, so, I mean, and because the game doesn't, you know, have a narrative, you know, you're not missing anything from a quote-unquote narrative if you just play, like, custom maps, or which I suppose will be available on Xbox Live, and level editor is pretty cool, man. It's deep, man. It's deep. And check out my review. I wrote a review.
Oh, you had to plug it.
I wrote a review about it, and it's on ztgamedomain.com.
Nice.
So you can...
It's right next to my Zoo Tycoon for the DS review.
Woohoo!
I do have to say, you know, we go back a couple weeks on the... couple weeks on the podcast when we were going over our favorite games of all time. If anybody who is, like, under the age of 18... and never got to play the game Flashback. This is about as close to Flashback as I can really think of a game, that, at least in this day and age, because it's got that the whole deliberate gameplay that Flashback had. A lot of puzzle solving, trying to figure out where to go. So,
yeah, it
it's
like is
Flashback
like that.
With a ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's giblets go all over the place.
Giblets, and he has the greatest ragdoll physics
yeah,
of the 2D
I think
game.
I think the best is when you hit a mine and your body explodes, and then other pieces of your body hit other mines,
yeah.
And they explode. Yeah, that's the best.
It never stops being fun when he dies.
Yeah,
because right. Every time he dies, it's enjoyable.
And we were on that level for what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes on one
dying,
level.
Like,
I just kept
repeatedly,
dying.
And it still was fun.
And I love how you can kill yourself. The suicide button.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I just love how it controls. I mean, between the jumping, like the platforming and running and, you know, gaining momentum by running up or down slopes before your jumps. I mean, it's fantastic gameplay implementation. I mean, it just flows like a classic great 2D action game. So, I really like it. I think it's fantastic.
Excelente.
Excelente. And lastly, played Rock Band.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
He rocked sang out some Run to the Hills.
Oh,
that was classic.
Might have been
the
greatest
thing. I missed you singing Run to the Hills. I did get to see you singing... what was it?
Blue Oyster Cult. Oh, man, his rendition of Run to the Hills was just so good. I'd have had a video camera. I was laughing so hard. It was great.
Yeah, they could barely play the instruments because of my singing.
I was laughing. I'm trying to play the solo, and I'm, like, barreling over laughing so hard at it. I'm like, this is
awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, it was epic.
I will never forget it.
Not to be confused with Faith No More's epic.
Yes.
Oh, and sorry, Sylvanas. We checked last night when we were playing Rock Band, and unfortunately, something to hold on to is not downloadable content yet.
It is not yet.
for Rock Band. So
it is
start a petition.
Yeah, let your voice be heard.
So does that wrap up your epic fondling?
Yes.
Before we move
wait
on,
a minute.
I forgot.
Hold on. A thousand more voices just gasped. Besides Lost Odyssey, that was it for the RPGs, and
that's
really
true.
No PSP talk this week.
Wow.
Wow. But, you know, I'm not going to open up a can of worms because knowing you, you probably did.
Thing is, though, I'll probably be playing the PSP this week.
Gotcha.
Right. So,
didn't you start Mass Effect over again, too?
Yes.
So you had a lot of 360 fondling this week.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I started over on Mass Effect because
That's good because your 360 was about to break again because you were denying
neglecting it.
Otherwise, yeah. I need to go get Mass Effect back for my ex.
No doubt.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Oh. But yeah, Mass Effect, of course, everybody knows that it's a fantastic sci-fi space opera RPG that gotta have. It's fantastic, so I'll just leave it at that.
But before we move on, I forgot during my fondling that I played the XNA Creator Club games.
I was going to go into
those.
We'll
let you go into detail. But
like I said, it's good because I don't have much this week, and everybody's already talking about N+, so I don't feel the need to continue on about that one.
And I also was on the – it's not – I wasn't really fondling, but I don't know where else to put this in. So the I was on the developer conference call for MLB 2K8 on Friday, not to be confused with MLB The Show 2008 –
please don't get confused.
Yes. It was really actually telling because the producer of the game was who the call was with, and he basically said in as many words, it's not about looking good anymore, it's about playing good. And let's hope that that's the case, because last year, you know, he was very candid about the failures that they had in last year's game, and that they put a lot of work in to try and get it fixed this year. They got a new pitch mechanic on the right analog stick, and they've got a brand new trading card system where each team has 12 to 15 trading cards that you can collect, and you unlock them kind of like achievements. You unlock them by accomplishing certain things. So if you steal 3 bases with Ichiro, you get the Ichiro card and so forth. But then you can put them all together and make a deck, like a trading card deck, and battle other people's trading card decks, like
MLB
Pokemon.
2K8 or MLB 2K9 Concept Saga?
Yeah, basically it's...
Yeah.
Little baseball bat comes down and animate. Hits the other card.
Pikachu wearing a Yankees hat.
Did he talk about the Wii version at all?
He did, yeah. The Wii version is actually going to be... it's more catered towards the casual Wii gamer.
All the players probably look like cartoons, don't they?
It'll have it's supposed to be the first. They were very proud to announce that it was the first sim baseball game for the Wii.
The pitching
and batting controls are motion controls.
Good.
He said there shouldn't be somebody asked him on the call because MLB Power Pros, there was a little bit of lag between when you swung the remote and when the batter actually swung. He said it should be 1-1. It should swing when you swing.
The only way the swing stick can work properly.
Right. But he said that the problem is there's no, on the Wii version, there's no online, no minor leagues, and no trading cards. So... It's pretty stripped down, but
is it just me? I know I'm going off topic here, but does it feel like that the Wii is not as friendly to some features? Because like you notice that some games have online, and then like some of the biggest games don't have online. So you have games like Lego Star Wars, which has got to be the easiest netcode in the history of the world to program,
right?
And it doesn't have online on the Wii.
Right. Well, I don't see it on your list to talk about in the news later, but
well, you can bring it up then.
The good news is we'll get to pay to play some of those games that have very limited online on the Wii coming up with the Wii Pay to Play system.
Well, I'll let you go into that all in detail because I missed that. So,
that's actually one of the questions if you want to save it for that.
Yeah, we can do that.
But yeah, I think it's funny that there's just some, like, the Wii version becomes the stripped-down version. And is it because they're just quick cashing in just to make a Wii version because it's going to sell?
I'm sure that's
maybe
probably part of it, but I mean, limited functionality is probably
granted none of those
well.
Features that they mentioned that were stripped except for maybe the online play because now you won't get downloadable roster updates. But,
right.
Trading card game, I mean.
Right. Yeah,
whoop-de-doo if it's missing. Yeah. You know, I mean, as long as the core part of the game there, including the
yeah,
the
it will still have
like
have
so the GM mode,
full franchise. It will still have full season. It doesn't have online or the minor league teams.
The PS2 version and the PS3 version really don't look all that dissimilar from each other.
Yeah.
Except maybe faces, which they don't. They only use like 50 superstars faces in the 2K series anyway. So
yeah, it's not a huge graphical update from last year. But they there was a lot of stuff that he, like, he mentioned that last year's version didn't even have an animation for third baseman throwing the ball to first. And it going into, I mean, they had an animation for third baseman throwing the ball to first, but like if he misthrows it and the throw goes into the dirt and the first baseman has to dive for it, that wasn't even in the game last year. It's in this year. There was way too many singles and home runs last year. That's pretty much all it was. So he said they've completely redone the pitching and batting AI. They've completely redone the ball physics and trajectory. Last year, another thing that he pointed out was last year there wasn't even an animation. It wasn't even possible to hit a pop-up to the catcher. This year, you know, if it's possible for something to, for a hit to come off the bat, then it's going to happen. So it really does sound like they've taken a more sim-heavy approach to it than they have in the past. Which, you know, I mean, being the exclusive third party or having the exclusive third party rights to Major League Baseball gives them a lot of responsibility. And you know, they gotta deliver on it. So I should have the game here in the next week or so. So once I play it, I'll be able to give you more detailed stuff on it. But it does sound like they're actually they've listened to all the complaints that people had last year, and they're making steps to improve them in this year's version. So we'll see. Cool. We'll see how it stacks up to the show.
I'm excited to play it right. Because I like the 2K series because I'm not a serious baseball head. Right. So
yeah, you still need to download the show.
I haven't downloaded and I haven't played it yet.
I believe you'll be pleasantly surprised, even though you're not a big baseball fan. It's so easy to pick up and play, yet it's so...
Because if you look over the history of the baseball games that I've enjoyed, we have, like, bottom of the ninth for the original PlayStation. I enjoyed that. RBI Baseball, obviously, for the NES. All-Star Baseball for the Xbox. And then I enjoy 2K series now, but I'm just not a big fan of baseball,
Well, you know, I'm intrigued by the new right analog stick pitching mechanic. The way it was described, it's very similar to the Tiger Woods swing mechanic.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, you load the pitch, you throw the pitch, you release the pitch, kind of feel rhythm to it. And I'm curious to see how that works out. There is a way you can change it back to the standard swinging, batting, throwing, because there's a new throwing mechanic too. But the way he described it on the call, and I may be mistaken, I may have misunderstood him, but the way he described it on the call, it sounded like it was kind of an all or nothing thing. In that, if you don't want to pitch with the right analog stick, then you can't bat or throw with the right analog stick either. So maybe I'm mistaken, but the way he made it sound is that you turn it all off or you turn it all on.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes out. But. The other thing that bums me out really about the 2K series, and unfortunately it's not fixed this year, is that they still don't have zone batting. It's still either classic one button or swing stick. There's no aiming for where you think the ball is going to be, which is just frustrating to me because that's, I mean...
Which pretty much we won't see any dribblers off the bottom of the bat right in front of the catcher.
Right.
Hits
if you play the show for 10 minutes... The zone batting is so good. It adds a lot different degree to the game. So, but I'm optimistic for 2K8, at least compared to 2K7. But I'll have to let you know fully when it launches.
Cool.
So there you go.
And you were all wrapped up, so right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna move on to the Killer Wolverine.
In the interest of making my segment a little bit more. Longer. I'm going to list the games I haven't been playing. So,
you know what? We don't have that kind of time.
You bastards ate all my time. Whatever. Whatever. Rock Band and Burnout.
You still own Burnout Paradise?
That's the only thing I have.
I like the hatred in that comment. You still own Burnout Paradise?
Not for much longer. I will be trading in for the club.
The club, huh?
Yeah.
Club.
Really? Yeah. Play the demo. I liked it.
I'll have to get the club impressions here and just a few from
Zero
Tolerance. So stand by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the club too, and I wasn't I wasn't as sold on it as everybody else seems to be.
Yeah, it's funny because nobody seems to be sold on it.
Well, but the demo, when the demo came out, everybody was talking about how much they liked it.
Really? Everybody told me they hated it.
Game Informer loved it.
Well, Game Informer loved it. So did Team Xbox.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting...
Well, Team Xbox loves everything.
Well, not everything. Well, most things, but not
everything.
Well,
if they don't love it, they give it a 7.
Well, it's IGN. It's review scale, right?
Play Magazine. Play Magazine gave it a 12 out of 10. Sorry, that's completely not true.
This is the best game since Sonic Adventure.
This is the best game since Lair.
Well, you're not going to talk about our Halo game we played the other night?
Oh, yeah. We played it for a few minutes. Oh, an hour.
We played it for like an hour. That ain't a few minutes.
Yeah. That was fun.
Man. Played some Halo, huh?
The funniest thing about Halo, and while we were online, I told him this. I had not played this game in months. As soon as I put it in, here come the request to play. Just my friends list lit up of people just like, p-dunk, 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 wants to play, wants to play, wants to play. I'm like, Jesus.
It's because everybody's waiting for it's like everybody's waiting for somebody else to get in the water before they get in. So
I guess, man.
As soon as they see somebody on Halo, they're like, oh, fuck, I guess I could play Halo.
Yeah, it like lit up like a Christmas tree, like a switchboard, man.
It's definitely not like the Halo 3 feel is definitely not like it was with Halo 2, where you looked at your friends list and everybody was playing Halo 2.
Well, I think Call of Duty had a big hand in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Halo is a go-to game.
Like, right.
Oh, they're playing. Really? All right.
Yeah. That is weird.
Weird. But I think you're right. Call of Duty. Oh, I miss Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is a good online game, and I had really a lot of fun playing it online.
I'm disappointed to hear that the next one's going to be back to World War II, maybe.
Well, it's because it's not made by Infinity Ward.
Well, that's bullshit. Rare. Sorry, but it is.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Why do you go backwards?
Well,
the next one that Infinity Ward makes will probably either be in the present day again or in the future. I need to make a Call of Duty Civil War edition.
It'll probably be Call of Duty in Russia, where you go down that river that runs down the middle of Russia. What's that called again?
The Volga? You going to bring that up again?
Dude.
They're just upset.
Cold War.
We were playing Buzz Time last night, and I knew it. I knew the answer to what river runs.
You knew the answer to every question because you wrote the game.
Because he's got a globe tattooed on his back.
I do. How am I supposed to see it if it's tattooed on my back?
How are you supposed to see a river in Russia if it's a globe tattooed on your back?
I can't help it.
Carry a vanity mirror around with you all the time.
Yeah.
Don't hate me because like my Simon head Belmont. Is full of useless trivia.
But yeah, I think that like future games that involve, you know, like wars and stuff, I think the Cold War would be a really cool scenario, you know. I mean, you got like 50,000
World War
II
games. You're talking
about
like the Cold War in the future?
No, I'm talking about, you know, like Russia, the Soviets, the United States.
You're talking about from the past.
I'm talking about the era from post-World War II all the way up to the fall of the Berlin Wall,
so like
essentially.
Korean War, Vietnam War, that kind of stuff?
Or
are you talking about
perhaps
the Cold War in general?
Probably the Cold War in general, maybe like some of the secret ops stuff.
Gotcha.
That you don't really...
That you don't, well, yeah, because it was a Cold War, so
yeah,
technically
and,
no...
So it'd be essentially fiction, but with historical revenance in terms of its backstory.
Maybe we can have Dolph Lundgren do his Ivan Drago impersonation in there.
Oh, man.
I will break you.
That would be freaking amazing.
Maybe we could have Dolph Lundgren come back as a Universal Soldier.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What about Goldberg coming out as a Universal Soldier?
What's up? Goldberg.
Yeah, they should make Universal Soldier the game.
No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
Well, they've already have. It's like
about?
Half of the first person
shooters.
Oh, yeah,
shooters. That's all I really have.
That's all you're going to talk about?
I've probably dabbled in Rainbow Six again.
Dabbled?
You probably dabbled?
Played it again.
Yeah, I'm unemployed.
Do you play games in your sleep?
I have no games. I have no money.
Dude, if I could play games in my sleep, that would be freaking amazing, dude.
I dream about the games I want to play. That
well, here's the irony. Here's the irony of Killer Wolverine's situation is he traded in all of his games just so he could buy Rock Band.
Yeah. No, here's the irony of Killer Wolverine's situation. He hasn't been on the podcast in 6 months. And
is that why I'm unemployed?
The one time he comes back for the podcast, he has no games to play.
6 months later, you still ain't played shit. Well, that's all right, because I don't have very much this week, because I was only playing... I guess I'll talk about the XNA stuff first.
There you go.
I don't know if anybody tried these out. I tried out quite a few of them.
I did as well.
There were a few standouts, and there were some crap.
Yeah.
I really think the flower planting game, did you play that?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Let's circle weeds with flowers and make them grow.
Yeah, I was not.
That feels very lazy to me. Like somebody was just like, oh, look what I can do.
I was thinking something else.
What?
It's
all right.
It's kind of like, you know what would be awesome? If we played Minesweeper, but instead of Minesweeper, we had flowers and weeds.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
No. But then there were some standouts.
Fantavision.
Fantavision.
Don't even go there.
Don't remind me of Fantavision. PS2 launch lineup was the best lineup ever.
Fantavision was the greatest game ever.
Fantavision and Summoner.
Midnight Club 1.
Midnight Club was fun.
Not the first one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah. What was that? What was the game in the Kingsfield series that came out at PS2 launch?
Kingsfield?
Eternal Ring.
Eternal Ring.
Eternal Ring. And what was the other E game? The other fantasy E game that came out? There's another one, too.
I don't remember.
I know, but Orphan came out.
Scion of Sorcery?
Scion of Sorcery was terrible. That was terrible. The worst.
PS2 launch was awful. anyways,
but
this
also,
isn't 19, or this isn't 2000, so.
This is true. The couple that stood out for me was, obviously, and I don't need to continue to talk about, but the Dishwasher is absolutely one of the greatest things I've ever played as a bite-sized game.
Very, very fun.
Oh, my Lord, that is a very violent and very just addictive game.
Yeah.
The Dishwasher.
The Dishwasher.
Did you play it?
No.
It was good. Real good.
I need to play it.
You better hurry because you can only play it on March 9th.
Right.
So you need to download this stuff.
Download it. You'll like it too.
Download the Dishwasher. The Dishwasher is awesome.
No, it's free.
Download you ain't got no money. Download it.
So what was like... Nice. Does it have like a story or?
It kind of.
It does.
I mean, I don't think you get much in the demo, but it's basically some like crazy guy that's possessed or something.
And he had his heart ripped out.
Yeah.
That's all I got from
him. And he walks around with these two meat cleavers. And
well, you update weaponry as well.
Yeah, you can also upgrade weapons. He gets a sword towards the end of the game that lets him teleport like anywhere on the level. And it's just chaotic once he gets it. You can do finishing moves on your enemies if you stun them. Which are extremely violent. I mean, there is blood everywhere
there's
in this
messy
game.
Kills and clean kills.
Sounds almost like a... is it a 2D side-scroller?
It's a 2D side-scroller.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of... to an extent, it reminds me of Alien Hominid a little bit.
It does feel like Alien
right.
Hominid.
So, it just a lot more violent and...
easier?
No.
It's pretty hard.
It's pretty hard.
It's pretty challenging. But to seg into it, another game that was on there that reminded me of Alien Hominid was Little Gamers.
Yes.
I played through about 5 or 6 levels of this, and it really feels like a Flash game, like
right.
a really
yeah,
basic Flash game. But I think it's the humor, mm-hmm. because it was kind of dumb in some parts, but then again, it was kind of funny. Like, the chapters were called, like, I Pwn You. it's funny because the weapons you pick up are hilarious. There's a level with zombies. It's got a lot of video game cliches in it, and it's really a fun little game. I had a lot of fun. There's the difficulty levels cracked me up. Was it noob and elite?
Elite.
And it's just it's a really clever little game, and it's actually kind of fun. It's got a story, and they have these little bubbles that pop up and they talk, and it's actually pretty funny dialogue.
Cool.
The other game that I thought really kind of stuck out was Jelly Car.
Jelly Car was pretty
Jelly
cool.
Car. Okay, whoever made Jelly Car, if you ever hear this, please fix that sound effect. It's like every time the car moves, that's the sound you get.
Yeah.
But it's
pretty neat, though.
If you've seen the crayon physics or whatever, that's the way the game looks. Everything is like jelly.
Right.
Like when you move the car into certain parts of the level, it'll actually like conform to the level.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's really neat how they did it.
You can hit the A button and the car gets really big.
Yeah,
so
it like blows up like a monster truck, and so it can go over small gaps and stuff. There's quite a few levels in the demo of like these little tests that you can do, these little challenges and stuff. It's
awesome.
It's pretty cool. Those are the ones that, did you play any of the other ones that kind of stood
out? Are they full games or are they just demos?
Most of them are just demo size.
Right. Oh. And you can play them.
The full game will be unlocked March 9th?
No. The full game won't be out for a while, probably, because they're still in progress.
The dishwasher is the only one that's actually got XBLA stuff, because it's coming to XBLA. So.
Right. Oh. But the other ones are just, you know, they're being made by people with X and A, so they're still in progress. But
this is just the first time that anybody outside of the club has been able to play them.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's essentially like the whole being able to download these demos is essentially like a giant advertising for the community, the creator
club.
It
was one thing about playing these games that was really nice is it makes me realize how much I love bite-sized games. That I just really do, like on XBLA or PSN or whatever. But I would like, that's one of the things I look forward to this year is on top of your big like franchises like Star Wars and Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear.
Your AAA titles.
That I get these little bite-sized games that are $5 and $10 that I can just sit and play through them because there's some really good ones coming. So
sweet.
And the other one, obviously I played N+, Halo 3, and Rock Band, but we already talked about all that. The last thing I played was I was the only one that managed to go out and spend $60 on the club.
Yeah.
The club is a very interesting monster because if you play the demo, you know exactly what to expect.
Right.
It is an old school shooter. It's like if you took a shooting game, a fighting game, and a racing game, and you threw them into one category, that's what the club would be. You get to pick a character at the beginning like a fighting game. And then you have three types of events. You have the event where you have to run through the level and find the exit. Simple. Score points for killing enemies. What the draw to the game is every enemy you kill, if you kill another one within a certain amount of time, it loads up a combo. And the higher your combo gets, the more points you get. Now, if you can keep this combo going through the whole level, it gets ridiculously high. But the higher the combo gets, the faster it ticks down. It bleeds out. So, like, if you have, like, a times 20 combo, you maybe have 2 seconds to kill the next guy before the combo bleeds out. So, it's that...
Interesting.
It's that sense of urgency playing through the level of, like, it's not like you have to kill everybody in the level. It's not like you have to worry about dying. It's just the idea of, like, how long can I keep my combo going? And that's really what the addiction is like, how long can I keep my combo going? And then there's also like these little skull shots that you can shoot that keep your combos going. And then you can do different kinds of kills. Like there's a million different kinds of awards you can get. Like if you roll and kill somebody, it's the death roll. Or there's one called the Rico Slay where you can shoot a bullet against the wall and it bounces off and kills somebody. That's a ricochet kill. Or if you shoot somebody through like a glass shield, like if they have one of those riot shields, you shoot it at the penetrator. So, I mean, it's just all these different little awards that you can earn. And if you earn those awards, it actually doubles your score. So, and then that's the addiction of that. Then there's also two other types of games. The first one reminds me of like the old school like survival games where they give you this little siphoned off area and you're inside this area and you have these lines and it'll say if you go outside this you have 5 seconds to get back or otherwise this micro explosion inside of you goes off.
Nice.
So, and then you have to survive for so long and they just keep piling enemies at you, just constantly nonstop waves of enemies. So you have to survive a certain amount of time. And then the last one is basically a race. You do laps around a certain part of the level, and then you just keep going around, and you have to keep your time going. You start with like 30 seconds, then every time you kill somebody, you get 3 seconds. And it's just like a race.
Man, I need to download this demo.
That's the thing is...
Well, there's only, what, two?
There's only two, like, events in the demo. And I do believe there is multiplayer in the demo.
Yeah.
So you can get online. And that's really the big draw is the multiplayer, is if you get online, there's a mode called Hunt or Hunted, where one person becomes like the hunted and the seven other people become the hunters. And if the hunted gets caught, then it becomes a game of tag to see who the next hunted is. So it's really a neat take on the deathmatch kind of idea of games. There is no story here. I mean, that's what's kind of sad is because it has a really good premise. It has the premise of, you know, we're all fighting for sport and there's cameras all over the levels and, you know, it could have been a good story, but it's not about story. It's just a straight up arcade shooting game. That's all it is.
Mindless.
It is mindless. It's fun. Literally run. It's got an infinite sprint button. So just run as fast as you can from point A to point B, shoot as many people as you can and try to be stylized while you do it. It's just mindless fun. It's all it really is. And that's why most people aren't going to like it, because they're going to be like, where's my story? Where's my 40 hours of game time? Where's this? Where's that?
Well, see, even with the game being $60 and not really a substance, it's still a really good game.
It's a really good game. I don't know that I think it's worth $60. I think that it's more of the $50 title. It feels more like a $50 title. But at the same time, even at $60, I'm not upset that I bought it, because I'm having so much fun playing through it.
If you're just a fan of shooting things, which I know pretty much everyone is, it's worth buying, I think. From playing the demo and from watching you play it.
I mean, if you like those kind of games, you will really have a good time with it. Yeah. But if you don't like mindless, pointless games, there's no reason.
It's good to have one of those once in a while, though.
That's the reason why I'm buying. I'm so tired of first-person shooters and RPGs and stuff with so much substance. I just wanted something mindless.
Just take a break from all the serious gaming and just go have fun.
By God. Killer Wolverine.
Says Killer Wolverine. And the level designs, I have to say, are really good. I really like the level designs. They feel different every time you play through one of them. So.
Did anybody else besides me see the thing online? It's called Fun, P-H-U-N. Anybody else see that?
No.
It looks almost kind of like Little Big Planet Prime. Like it's kind of like a preparation or something for it. It's kind of like a creation tool, but you can draw, a block, and then it'll pop it in there, and then you can choose what kind of physics the block has. You can make it, you know, more friction, less friction. You can make it heavier, lighter, and then you can actually. One of the cool things they showed was they drew a column, drew another column, drew a thing across it. And the thing across it fell down, and it settled on the top, so it was like a pie symbol. They drew another one on top of that. They drew another little box on top of that with three circles in it. And then they drew a block in the middle, and they set its physics to water. And it splashed out like water, and the force of the water knocked the columns out, and everything collapsed on itself.
So it is like Little Big Planet.
Right. And they drew a little U-shape. And drew a boat in it, and just had it floating in midair for a second. And then they drew a rectangle, turned it to water, and the water like held in the U shape. They dropped the boat, and the boat floated in the water. And then they changed the density of the boat, and the boat sank.
Man, this sounds pretty cool.
It is. It does look pretty cool. I haven't had a chance to download it yet, but I'm gonna try and download it when I get home.
I got a question.
Know what it's like.
Is this for a system?
No. It's for PC. It's just a download. Okay. It's like a program you can download for PC.
Awesome. That
sounds
pretty
sweet.
So
I'll check it out when we get home, or when I get home. And when
we all
go
into your house?
Yeah. When I get home, I'll check it out and see and take a look at it and see what it's like. But it looked pretty fun, the video I saw of it.
It's a Little Big Planet, Gennaro. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
So, and it showed you can, the one other cool thing that it showed is they drew, you know, a rectangle, drew two circles, and then put, like, hinges on them. And then set them to motion, and it turned it into a car. So it's like driving across the screen. It's pretty neat. Just little stuff like that. I enjoy little stuff like that.
So you probably are all excited about Little Big Planet.
I am very excited about Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah. Same here, man.
Especially now that they announced that there's going to be vocal lip syncing.
Yes. Just like in Rainbow Six Vegas, only it'll actually probably look good in this.
You hope.
Yeah. So,
this is a game that supports the headset on the PS3? Awesome.
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 I don't have a headset on the PS3 yet, but...
It's because they're not proprietary. They're not standard, which angers me. I'm still worried about Little Big Planet. I mean, I think it looks cool. I just worry about what I'm going to get out of it. How long is it going to be before I get bored of it? I guess is really my concern, because I like creating levels and you know, making my own stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, sometimes I want the game to tell me what to do.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you'll be able to download some levels, at least, from other people.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I may enjoy it. I just worry that I wonder how deep it is. Because, you know, watching the videos, I always see the same stuff over and over again. Like, oh, look, here's a little thing on wheels roll downhill. Or here's some platforms run through them. Yeah, so I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I still want to get it, but I'm still a little skeptical.
You're guardedly optimistic.
I am. But I think that wraps up all the fondling.
I think so. That was a pretty long fondling segment.
Yeah, it wasn't as
considering
epic
half
as,
of us didn't even have anything.
Yeah, I know. It's been a slow week. it's like I said, it has been a slow week.
It's been a
busy week.
My plan is to hopefully finish Mass Effect because I want to pick up Devil May Cry and I want to play Lost Odyssey too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish Shadow of the Colossus?
No, I keep forgetting to bring it back to you.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd finished it or not.
No, I keep forgetting to bring it back to you.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I loved it.
All right. So do we have one that was chosen, or are you just going to go for it?
I'll just go with it.
Let's go with it. Here we go.
And now. Where was I? All right. News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies. Brought to you by Patapon. Now allowing thousands of gamers to play with their one-eyed monsters in public without fear of being arrested. Now, here's your host for this program, some guy whose name I don't remember.
Wow.
That was really good. I like that. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Rough. All right, for everybody who beat Portal, how many people in this room beat Portal? Did you ever beat Portal?
No.
Have you ever heard the song?
Yeah.
Still Alive?
Yeah.
It's coming to Rock Band.
Yeah,
cool.
Band. Still Alive is coming to Rock. The Portal song is coming to Rock Band. This was confirmed by Valve over the week, so. And apparently you're unhappy because you don't have Rock Band.
Nope.
That's a game I have.
I wonder
tell
if you
what,
have to sing in the robot.
This guy sold me
voice.
Rock Band for $50. I'll let you borrow it anytime.
Also, in Portal news, a sequel has been confirmed.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be a full standalone release.
The cake is not a lie.
I wonder if it would be a full standalone release.
I don't know. I would be very interested to see how they handle this, because if they try to sell it for $60, I don't care how great Portal is, it's not a $60 game.
I'll probably get lynched for this, but I still haven't even played it, so.
Oh!
I don't even have it.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you guys have never played
Portal. Well, I'll
let you borrow it, then.
There you go. Because Portal is one of those things from last year that everybody needs to play.
Yeah.
It really was one of the coolest little quirky puzzle games. But after you play it and you beat it, you'll be like, wow, if they tried to sell me that for $60, I'd
be
so mad.
How long does it take to beat?
About 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's
not
long.
Yeah.
You know, we need to set up some kind of
like
charity.
Unless like Rock Band where they promise like... oodles of downloadable levels and stuff.
That'd be awesome if they did that. But we haven't got like any DLC for the Orange Box, not even for Team Fortress.
The thing is, I don't remember seeing it on the back of the box of being downloadable content.
I don't see how they couldn't. It's Valve.
PC got
new levels for Team Fortress, but 360 didn't.
The back of the box on the 360 didn't say jack shit about downloadable content.
I think every game has to have it built in. I don't think they have to use it. I don't know. I know that if the 360 owners don't get it, they're going to be mad. The PS3 owners don't get it, they're going to be mad.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Bionic Commando, Capcom's other remake, rearmed for the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, is coming this spring, which it becomes the new Street Fighter HD date.
Yeah.
Because the Street Fighter HD date is long forgotten. But we're also having more fanboy fuel with the fact that Bionic Commando Rearmed is going to be lesser on the Xbox Live Arcade because of the space constraints.
Right.
Again.
Man, they need to lift that, man.
Yes, they do, definitely. Because it's causing problems with Street Fighter HD, too. And if they fuck up my Street Fighter HD, I'm going to fly to
Well,
Redmond,
you could just
Washington.
Get it on PlayStation Network.
That's true. I could. You but could most of the people I know that I'm going to want to play it with, to be completely honest with you, have Xbox Live accounts. So.
This is true.
But, plus it'll have achievements on Xbox.
Speaking of fighting games, my God, did you watch all those videos? The new Street Fighter videos. And
Street Fighter 4?
The King of Fighters.
Yes.
Yeah, Street Fighter 4 videos.
And
look at his face. Look at this. What's this?
You not happy about Street Fighter?
It's slower than Alpha. And that's what irritates me.
I don't know.
It's a pretty Street Fighter too.
The thing is, it's a
losing battle on either end, because you're gonna have people like me who loved Alpha more than they did the Street Fighter 2 series, and wishing they got Alpha or at least a faster version instead of more of the same of Street Fighter 2. But then there's gonna be people, if it wasn't like that, going, man, this ain't Street Fighter, yada yada yada.
I imagine you'll probably
so it's a double edged sword either way. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not gonna play it, but I'm just watching those guys play Ryu versus Ken, and I'm like,
yeah.
Imagining though that there'll probably be a speed setting in the option menu.
The thing that I took away from when I watched the new Street Fighter 4 videos, the ones with Guile and all the new characters, is like, it really kind of looks like EX. Like, in motion,
yeah,
it
does.
Looks like
it
EX.
It looks like EX. I doubt that it plays like EX.
I doubt that it plays like
Skullmania!
EX. Skullmania. Skullmania, awesome.
If Skullmania shows up, I'm not buying it.
I mean, it's very interesting, but then, like, you look at all the other stuff that's coming out. It's like, this is the year of the fighting
right.
game. Because you've got Soul Calibur, obviously. You're going to see Tekken. Probably going to see any Mortal Kombat. You got Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter HD, King of Fighters 12. Did you see King of Fighters 12?
Really, really good.
It looks...
Damn.
It looks like how the last one should have looked.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad it took them 12 years to upgrade their engine, but my God, did it look good.
It's essentially King of Fighters, but with Guilty Gear quality graphics.
Yeah, and the characters are big like the characters in Street Fighter 3. I mean, and then the new Samurai Showdown.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you see the new Samurai Showdown?
The new Samurai Showdown is supposed to be like extremely violent and gory.
Yeah, did you see the video on it?
I didn't see this Samurai Showdown.
It showed some... fatalities, which, I mean, the Showdown series had fatalities before, but this one, it's in 3D, but it looks like it plays 2D, is what it looked like to me.
It looks like Street Fighter 4's kind
but,
of...
Hopefully it's as good as Samurai Showdown 5.
At one point, he...
shut up.
Shut up. At one point, he, like, he finished the match off by chopping the other guy's hand off, and the guy's hand goes rolling, and the guy falls down on the ground, and he's, like, holding his arm, and there's blood shooting out of his... stump.
Interesting.
And then he cut another guy's head off.
So it's rated E for everyone.
Yeah. Cut somebody else's
EC,
they're packaging
early
it in
childhood.
With Barbie Horse Adventure. And then another one, it showed him cutting some guy in half, and his top half goes flipping off this way, and his bottom half falls over.
Man.
So this
looks
year.
Like it's going to be really good.
This year is the year.
The year
of the
fighters.
It's,
oh, yeah.
It's
and not
very
to mention,
exciting.
We haven't heard anything out of Midway about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's coming.
It'll probably come when I go to the conference in April.
Yep.
I guarantee they're holding on to that.
Which, there's a very strong rumor that it's going to be a crossover game. Very strong rumor it's going to be a crossover game.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And we already talked about, like, a couple months ago who it was.
All right.
Like, who would you think... Because Mortal Kombat Universe is very, how should I say...
eccentric?
Yeah, eccentric.
Yeah, what, it kind of holds to its own.
What other franchise would you even
if the rumor holds true, it's... It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, I heard the same rumor you're talking about. I don't like that.
I mean, as much as I love that other half of that, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, the only other fighting game that I could even see, like, fighters meeting Mortal Kombat fighters would be Killer Instinct.
It'd be TNA.
Which we
didn't have a Killer Instinct announcement.
They would go well together, Killer Instinct.
What
and
was
Mortal
the
Kombat
rumor
would,
you?
But
what was the other half? For
DC.
DC. The DC universe.
That doesn't fit.
No,
I know.
Not at
it
all.
Doesn't. I mean,
you better
that
not
isn't.
Put Superman in there. Kill everybody on the screen.
Well, he was in a fighting game once, and Batman could beat him. How awesome was that? Of course, you know, if you read the comics, Batman can beat Superman.
Well,
you don't read the comics, do you? Because Batman keeps a kryptonite ring constantly.
Yeah.
See? Nice. My geekness continues to come out.
Yeah, Batman brings a freaking kryptonite ring to a fist fight against Superman.
Just in case Superman ever gets infected by red kryptonite, Batman's got a...
Nice.
Always got something to keep... See? Batman's smart. He's got them brains.
Does he always wear the color yellow in case he has to fight the Green Lantern?
Possibly. Possibly.
But,
wow. He likes to tie it up by the super lariat from Wonder Woman.
Oh my!
All right. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Onward.
The truth lariat.
The next piece of news is that Starbreeze, if you don't know who they are, they made the Chronicles of Riddick and they made the Darkness.
Right.
Darkness.
And the Darkness. They're working on the remakes.
They're working on a reinvention of a classic EA franchise, codenamed Project Red Lime. A lot of people are debating what this is. Is it a new Road Rash?
Could be.
Is it a new Mutant League Football?
Could be.
And it's a classic EA franchise that's being revamped by Starbreeze. And I think about it, I'm like, does EA have a classic FPS with creepy tentacles? Because that seems to be their motif. A dark FPS. That seems to be Starbreeze's
thing.
Whatever
happened to Riddick Remake?
Who knows?
Disappeared.
I guess. It just, like, vaporware.
Yeah, you haven't seen
nope.
anything on it lately.
Nope.
That's insane.
About 2017.
2017 for a Riddick remake. Nobody's going to care about it.
Come out when Duke Nukem Forever comes out.
I was about ready to say that. You beat me to the Duke Nukem Forever joke.
The Duke Nukem Forever joke's so overplayed.
Yeah,
man.
It is. And it's actually coming out this year. Yeah,
it is so. Apparently coming out
it
this year.
It may not hit its launch date, but it'll be very close to it.
Yeah, very close means 6 years to 3D Realms.
Yeah, you know. Next up, the game you love to hate, Devil May Cry 4. 2 million copies.
2 million slam dunks.
Wow. 2 million copies of Devil May Cry 4.
Slam dunk!
So I can guess to say that Capcom's going to continue multi-platform.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine.
If it had only been released on the PS3, it would maybe half of that, maybe.
It'd probably been like 380K.
So this right here is the reason why Capcom made it.
So, did they break it down as in terms of?
No, they didn't break it down. The press release was just
per system.
It's just 2 million.
So, if you're listening out there, Kojima.
Kojima, he's not.
Don't start
do
that
he's
up again.
But I mean, yeah, it's started up. Not. It's just the fact that whether it can be done or whether it cannot be done. The fact of the matter is, it's not going to sell.
Thing
deck
is,
on the PS3.
Kojima is he's utilizing the power of the cell process.
Power
here we
of
go.
The yeah. cell.
Here
of
we
the
go.
Cell.
Here we go. Just
I don't think I could hear the phrase power of the cell anymore.
And
Blu-ray.
Another bad news. Freaking Final Fantasy 13, they changed the name of their graphical system to like the crystal system.
Right.
It was called the, what was it? The white.
White engine.
The white engine. Now it's the like the crystal engine.
Now here's a big question.
It's like, who cares? You got all these fanboys saying, oh, Final Fantasy 13 is going to be the best RPG ever made.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I mean, it could stand the chance of being the best looking RPG ever made. I mean, I've seen of it so far, all the CGI footage, I mean, looks pretty sweet. But I mean,
well, here's the big question. I mean, now while everybody's waiting on this Final Fantasy 13 to ever show its faces on any shore, U.S. or foreign.
Do we get to see the game?
Why don't they, in the meantime, and it's easy to do, just do what everybody wants, which is the upgraded port to Final Fantasy VII? Because it would be such a serious cash cow for them. They can finance more Final Fantasy 13 crap with it.
Well, thing is,
why tease them with the freaking demo when they, I mean, the spur that little demo got on there would sell so much freaking copies.
There's a rumor that, of course, that they are going to be going through it, but the rumor is, if they do go through with the Final Fantasy VII remake, that's going to be a multi-year project that'll probably cost them, you know, just almost as much as 13 is.
Like it wouldn't make its money back.
Because they spent 4 years making CGI movies.
Yeah, you know what, I had my one problem, I think, with the Final Fantasy series is that, yes, they're all very good games, but if you take 6 years every time to make a game, it's very easy to make a good game.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like I said, because it's taken eons for 13 to come out, I mean, why not make a 7 port? It's not like they're unfamiliar with porting.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem is they couldn't port it. They'd have to remake it.
Well, like, that'd be really difficult, though. It's already a 3D engine. Just update the freaking sprites.
Just update the textures.
They wouldn't want to do that. They would want to completely redo the whole
completely
game.
Completely redid 1
here's,
and 2?
Here's my problem with Final Fantasy VII remake. As rabid as most Final Fantasy fanboys are, especially the ones of Final Fantasy VII, and in this case, I don't mean fanboy is a bad thing. There is no way that any Final Fantasy VII remake will make them happy. There's no way.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously,
I mean, there's no way it's going to live up to their expectations.
So you're thinking back to the Twin Snakes GameCube port?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was phenomenal, but nobody liked it.
Yeah, nobody liked it because it wasn't the original. And that's the thing, is a lot of people that are calling out for a Final Fantasy VII remake, I guarantee when it launches it won't be good enough.
Yeah, but when did Square ever care about the consumer? They made 12 any way they freaking wanted to without anybody's consent. You liked it or you didn't. We're Square.
Right.
Like it or not.
Thing is, though, I love 12. I thought 12 was incredible.
But that was one of those games that was really on the 50-50 percentile of who liked it and who didn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, in the case of most Final Fantasy fans, I think you're in the minority that you liked 12 as much as you did.
Oh, I found the gameplay to be, like, really innovative.
Like I said, I mean, did Square really put it out there to go, hey, you know, I hope you guys like this? No, they don't care. They're making what they want to make, which is good, because I like when development teams are just like, well, this is our game, like it or not.
No, you didn't like it when they did it with Burnout.
I didn't like it when they did it with Lair either.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic
here.
You'll
learn to play with
the Well, we go into the Final Fantasy thing from Starbreeze. How did that happen?
I don't know. Oh, the remake of Riddick.
Well, there's also a rumor out there that Final Fantasy 13 may get pushed into 2010.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Oh, I still think it's funny that everybody thinks Resident Evil 5 is coming out this year.
Not even close.
Like, it's on so many people's top 10 lists. I'm like, what planet are you on?
Push that back till next year.
It's 2009.
It's 2009, yeah.
It's not coming out till
2009. I think it's probably like Halloween 2009.
Yeah. I think it's funny when people think Final Fantasy's coming out this year.
Oh, that's really funny.
Like, come on, folks.
Did you watch Game Trailer's top 10 most anticipated games? One of them was Final Fantasy, one of them was...
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Like, what?
You got
that's such
know
a
better.
Cop out.
What? Come on. All right, moving on. New Red Faction was announced. Mm-hmm. I was excited about this, so I saw a screenshot.
Yeah, I was about ready to say the exact same thing.
I mean, yeah, I love Red Faction. Don't
I do
get
too.
Me.
I didn't like 2.
I liked 2 to an extent.
2 wasn't bad.
The multiplayer reminded me of Quake 2.
Two had Jason Statham doing one of the voices, I think.
Right. Yeah, it was so
the first
that's,
one
that was its claim to fame. Right.
First one was brilliant.
First
yeah,
one was
first
brilliant.
One was amazing.
But I was always excited about hearing, and we'd been rumoring about a new Red Faction for a long time. But then I see these screenshots; it's not even a first-person shooter.
No, it looks terrible.
It looks awful, and I don't know what to think. I mean, I'll probably still want to play it eventually when it comes out. But it's like,
what was that failure LucasArts game at Red? Something.
Oh, Red Rock? RTX Red Rock?
Oh, God, that game was awful.
Why do I know that game?
I'm sorry.
I don't know, but that was one of the worst games I've ever played in my life.
I even remember
I've played
that
a lot
game.
Of bad games.
All right, next piece of news will finally make everybody cheer, cheer, cheer. Toshiba has killed HD DVD. It
Woo-hoo!
Is over. Let it go.
No more format wars.
Ow!
Rest
HD DVD is dead.
Blu-ray wins.
Get over it.
And
just to stick the finger in, I thought this was hilarious, but to stick the finger in the face of Sony, though, Microsoft cut the price of the HD DVD player to like $50.
Yeah,
but
no one's
going to
buy it.
Nobody's going to buy it. But it's funny. It's like you could buy it, and it would be like an antique.
So
they put it next to your Betamax player.
The question, will Microsoft adapt?
I don't think so. I don't see a reason why they would need to make a Blu-ray player. It's just a waste of money.
They have HD downloads. Why bother? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they went with the HD DVD player. I guess they were just siding with somebody because
if they want to get for Blu-ray, they would be siding with their competitor.
Well, that I think they were probably planning for some kind of future if they did want more maximum capacity to their disc.
They would use HD DVD,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So just in case, but
so hopefully they got it in enough homes where people wouldn't mind it. Just hey, well, this will work on your HD DVD player. You got to have one of these to play this game, kind of a thing. So.
Yeah, so I'd imagine in the next systems you'll see Blu-ray players in all three. Except
even
the
mighty
Nintendo.
Microsoft can make mistakes.
Yeah, not even the Nintendo system probably won't have it.
No, the Nintendo system.
It'll have HD DVD.
Just be getting HD. But no,
although,
I'm so glad the format war's over.
Although I still thought, I still think to this day that HD DVDs had better features than a Blu-ray movie does. They have cooler pop-up menus and stuff like that. It's like Blu-ray is just a really pretty DVD when it's all said and done.
That's all they either one were. I don't care. I have 3 Blu-ray movies. I swear to God, I've had that player for.
Well, it's just neat though, because like for Batman, for instance, where it had the
picture in picture.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, those
little
are
things like that. That was neat, and I'm sure Blu-ray will incorporate it one day, but.
I mean, those kind of things are neat, but I never used them. I guess I'm just not that kind of movie watcher. I just watch the movie and I'm done with it. And that's just me.
I'm a features guy. So.
All right, next up, new Halo 3 map was revealed. We talked about Halo earlier. It's called. It's kind of funny. It's called Ghost Town.
Which is what Halo 3 has become.
Well, not maybe amongst us.
Right.
But it is still number one played Xbox Live game, so.
You know, it is funny, though. Like,
it is kind of.
I see very few people on my friends list.
Yeah, I never see anybody playing.
You don't count. Your opinion's not valid in this in this discussion.
You don't like anything Animal Crossing. I hate Devil May Cry. I hate Halo. What the hell, man?
Go shake a tree and listen to a dog.
Sorry
play
if
guitar.
I like Evolution in my cells.
Evolution?
Yeah.
like Turok Evolution.
That's why you're that's why you're still playing a 1992 PC game and calling it the greatest FPS of 2007.
That's right, because nobody's done it better yet.
That's debatable.
Nobody does.
Nobody makes a game artificially longer like Valve does. Let's make this sequence 20 hours longer than it needed to
Nobody
be.
Nobody other than Team Ninjas made the same game 17 times in a row like Valve has.
Hey, but I'm not saying Halo sucks. But that's just wrong. Even
Half-Life,
if you don't like
I think
it.
You mean to say.
Hmm?
You say you mean to say you don't think Half-Life sucks?
No, he was saying Halo
oh,
sucks.
I never said I have never had those words come out of my mouth.
But you
I'm
hate
just,
Halo.
I think it's overhyped. I think it's an overrated game. Sorry. I appreciate it for what it was, which is just a giant multiplayer game.
I like Halo.
I like Halo.
But that's anyway.
Anyways, that's neither here. Nor
Here's
there.
A big one. Here's a big one. The Tales series, the Tales of Symphonia and all
yeah.
that. Vesperia is coming to Xbox 360.
Yes.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
word is it maybe is it exclusive or at least timed exclusive?
I don't know much
Was
about
the, rumor?
The details. It's
yeah.
just that it is coming. I haven't heard it announced for anything else.
Yeah,
so.
I think the rumor is that it's for now exclusive. It'll probably end up being timed exclusive just because
it seems like Namco's getting kind of friendly to the 360 now,
yeah.
too, with Ace Combat and Katamari and all these games
which
going.
Cold Step Saga
just going straight to the...
Which makes you wonder whether Tekken will show up on the 360.
I think Tekken should go multi-platform. I mean,
yeah.
If it does, it's going to sell an ass load of copies on the 360.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be looking at it from that perspective.
Right.
Like, well, I know that you and I got into the back-and-forth argument on the forums the other day with the one guy about exclusive
right.
games, and... I'll just, you know, I don't see what the problem is. You know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't care if Halo was on the PS3. Why would I care? I think it should be.
Right. Yeah. I do see the point that some games do... It depends. If you're going to have a developer that's going to take the time to develop multi-platform game, platform games from the ground up on both systems, then... You know, there's no reason for them to be exclusive. But if you're just going to develop on one and do a half-assed port to the other, then I can see where people are coming from. But people saying that, you know, focusing on one platform makes the game so much better, that may have been true in the past. At this point in time, it's not as true.
Yeah,
especially if they're willing to put the time in to develop independently on both platforms.
But don't bitch about the fact that you don't want other people to play.
Yeah,
the game.
That was
bitch about the fact that the developers are too fucking lazy to
right.
know, take the time to make the game
right.
good for both systems. The Burnout
yeah.
guys did it.
Yeah.
The Devil May Cry team did it.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah. My entire problem with and you know that Caps Lock I think is who it was that we were arguing.
Yeah.
With. And he's a good forum poster, but my only problem with his argument was. The line about if I've got a great game, I don't want other people playing it on the other platform.
I don't want my
platform.
Friend playing it on another system.
And
like, why?
Yeah.
Why
well,
do you care?
That's just mean.
Why would you care, though? I don't understand.
Sounds like an elitist comment to me.
I don't know. I just don't understand why anybody would care. Like, oh my god, you're playing Devil May Cry
if it's on one,
I don't
it should
to.
Be shared across
well, and
everyone.
The thing is, well, I mean, if the chipsets are obviously different, for instance, like the Wii versus the other next generation consoles. That's right, I actually said other. you know, obviously, it's impossible to port Super Mario Galaxy onto any other console just because it's tailor-made for that particular
right.
system. It would be stupid to port it because even if the Nintendo was dumb enough to do something like that.
Right.
But, you know, just theoretically speaking.
Right.
But when system consoles and chipsets are so close to each other as the PS3 and Xbox 360 are. Granted, there are some things that the PS3 does better than the 360 and vice versa. I mean, look at Uncharted. I mean, could it be done on the 360? I don't know.
Possibly.
Because there are some lighting and certain things that I think that the PS3 does better. And it's obvious on a lot of games. But
I mean, the other thing about Uncharted, and I have to mention it while you're saying it because otherwise I'll forget to make this point later, is that it probably, if they ported it to 360, the 360 version probably would not look as good as the PlayStation 3 version. I think it's definitely possible. But then again, Uncharted sold how many copies? And if it would have got ported to the 360, it would have sold a shit ton more copies. because it would have given it a lot broader audience, and it would have. Yeah. And I mean, they're going to make a sequel anyway, but it would have definitely increased the revenue for the title and increased the speed and likelihood of a sequel.
It would have got buried.
See, I disagree.
I disagree too. I think that the Xbox 360 consumer is a lot more savvy towards buying the new game.
It's not, but you got to consider this. PlayStation 3 owners didn't have a whole much more to choose from, and they still didn't buy it. So when you throw it on the 360, when there's a lot more games to choose from, it's going to get buried in that concept as well. No matter how good the game is, we know that the great games get buried,
but
and nobody plays them.
But the difference between 360 and PS3 gamers is that PS3 gamers are very brand-oriented.
Right. Yeah, they are.
360 gamers go a lot more for, you know, awkward titles. How else do you think BioShock sold over a million copies?
That's word of mouth, though. It died on its first week out.
Don't you think Uncharted would have got word of mouth on the 360 community? Hell yeah, they wanted to play it.
I know a lot of people who don't have PS3s that really wanted to play
that Uncharted. That was the game. That was the game that's causing people to buy PS3s.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's the thing about it, is if you'd heard about this game and it was coming to 360, the 360 owners would have went nuts, but the PS3 people are very different. They're total Metal Gear Final Fantasy. I mean, that's their thing, you know?
Yeah, it's like if BioShock was exclusive only towards PS3, they wouldn't even buy it because there's no Kojima, no Square Enix attached
to it. Well, there was no marketing either.
Right.
That's the big thing, is like you look at a game like Assassin's Creed, which sold a ton on both systems, it's because of the way it was marketed.
Right, it was marketed
the hell out of. It was marketed, I mean, fantastically for a average adventure game, where you have Uncharted, which is an exceptional adventure game, no marketing whatsoever.
No marketing whatsoever.
So. I'm personally a fan of exclusive titles to Assassin, because it's typically because that particular company has taken a big look into what that system's capable of, and they've taken it to its fullest advantage. They didn't worry about whether or not they can make it for both systems. So, you know, I think there's a lot of games that actually benefit from being first-party exclusive.
Oh, and I see no problem with that. That's not even the issue here. The issue is not how good the game is when it's exclusive to the console. The idea is that so many people throw a fit when they don't want other people to play the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
To me, like... And people can argue with me about this if they want to, but to me, a game like Devil May Cry 4 probably would have been... incredibly similar to it is now if it would have been developed exclusively for the PS3. And people can argue with me about that and say that they would have used the cell to the full extent and the game would have been a lot better and bigger, but I don't think it would have been. I think it would have been very similar to what it is now. It might have been slightly better. It might have been. But you got to understand that in Capcom's mind, they have to weigh, you know, do we focus on the cell with this game and make it, you know, maybe slightly better, or do we put it on both platforms and sell 2 million copies this quick?
Well, you know? Capcom looks at the fact that all their franchises that they've made for the 360 sold ridiculous amounts, and they were no-names.
Right.
So that goes back to the idea that 360 gamers will buy no-name titles like Lost Planet, Dead Rising.
Right.
So,
well, as long as it has that name behind it, though.
What name?
Capcom.
Capcom is not... It's not.
Yeah, we'll see how well Lost Planet sells on the PS3.
Yeah, when it comes out.
It'll bomb.
Well, yeah, it'll bomb because it's a year old.
Even at $40, though.
$40. You know what? If I had a PS3 and I didn't have a 360, $40 for Lost Planet in a heartbeat.
Yeah
I might have to pay $40 for Lost Planet for the PS3 since somebody wouldn't sell me their copy of the 360 version.
Still so bitter at me about that.
Right. Promise-breaking bastard.
I just don't understand why PS3 owners are so picky.
I really can't explain why they don't want to buy some games. I mean, we've went over and over the whole Uncharted thing and the Warhawk thing and
the Unreal Tournament
and 3
thing.
And the Unreal Tournament thing.
The games that are worth buying.
What kills me is Epic's going to see this huge, because Unreal Tournament didn't sell that well on the PS3. When they release it for 360, it is going to explode.
Oh, yeah. It's
you release a first-person shooter that's multiplayer-centric in May for the 360. Oh my God, that thing is going to kill on a 360. And then the Epic's going to go, what the hell? Like, what? Oh my God.
Right.
And it's going to suck, because what happens if the 360 version doesn't support mods?
Yep.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
That's going to suck bad. Yep. So, but anyway, we'll get away from that because
we'll get away from that.
That was all about from Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah, I know that. That all came from Tales.
Man, that's what you call a detour, man.
Next up, the Grand Theft Auto downloadable content will be available this fall.
This fall
for Xbox 360.
Yes, and did you
exclusive?
Yeah, it's exclusive.
Yeah.
Microsoft paid like $14 billion.
Well, the PS3's got their own downloadable content, right?
Well, that's contested at this point because the what came out of GDC was that when Microsoft says exclusive downloadable content, they mean nobody else can have downloadable content.
Well, the last time I heard, and obviously it's changed, that 360 gets their own downloadable and the PS3 gets a separate set.
It's still kind of up in the air about what's the case. But what came out of GDC was when Microsoft says exclusive, they mean exclusive. And the other thing that came out of GDC, which I don't see written down there, is that when asked about the size of the content as far as missions and everything, they said, well, technically, Vice City and San Andreas were expansions of Grand Theft Auto 3. Right. Think of the downloadable content in that terms.
Wow.
So
interesting.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. So now whether or not you'll see, you know, a brand new city, I doubt it, but it'll probably be a wealth of content.
Any
word
on
Well, they said the game itself is. It says you would take a 2 week vacation to play it straight, and you'll be able to explore the entire city of Liberty City, which is a pretty bold statement, but.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Right. San Andreas was pretty big.
San Andreas was pretty big, but there was a lot of really boring areas in San Andreas.
So what did they announce for multiplayer then?
Nothing yet.
No, nothing specific. They just said that it will have.
It will have multiplayer. Well, yeah. But after seeing APB.
Yeah.
Oh, GTA, who are you? Oh, my goodness. Dave Jones, the original creator, and the man who made Crackdown. Oh, this looks like real life Crackdown. Oh, it's beautiful.
It looks good.
It's beautiful.
That's what
an
he
MMO.
Was saying the other day.
Oh.
You know, something also I don't see on your list here is...
Yeah, he said there was, like...
No I finally saw some in-game footage of Mario Kart.
Yeah, I did, too.
It looks like the arcade Sega one.
Really
it looks
the motorcycles
awesome.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Kart looks
I was already excited, but this kind of, like, pushed my geek button going, God bless it, where the hell is April? I need it. So.
Yeah. April, so the
I
first 6 months of 2008 may be better than... Some whole years combined.
Yeah, no doubt.
My goodness. Anyway, moving on. Obviously, I don't even know why I put this on here. Gears of War 2 is coming out in November, as if we didn't call that 6 million times.
Yeah.
And this guy over here didn't believe me when I told him it'd be out this year.
I was being, what's the word?
Facetious?
Sure, we'll go with that. So, but I'm happy to
see it's coming out. I
could have
made up a word that meant
year.
Something really bad.
Did you guys watch the Unreal Engine 3 tech demo?
The cube of meat?
Yeah, the stuff they've added to Unreal Engine 3.
The water effects were nice.
Yeah, the water
effects
were
like, very
the
breaking
impressive.
Of the texture or the geometry.
Yeah.
Where you can break the geometry. That was nice, but the cube of meat made me chuckle. I swear, just seeing the big cube of meat roll down the street, I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, and I wasn't all that impressed with the hundreds of locusts on the screen because they basically all just ran straight forward.
Yeah, they
so they had no independent AI at all. But it looks like they made a lot of improvements to Unreal Engine 3. So if they institute half of those into Gears, I'll be impressed.
Yeah, I mean it'll be nice to see all those features in the new Gears War. I mean, and if you're a fan, it's a good year to be happy. And he said, you know, the multiplayer's changing, so they're going to add some stuff to that. So, I mean, it was a safe, predictable announcement, and it was the only new game announced at Microsoft's.
I don't care.
We got to see new Ninja Gaiden footage, which looked freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, it did.
I was so excited about that footage. Wow. Just wow, okay? I'm so sick of hearing people say that this game does not look good. I'm like, some people are like, it doesn't look as good as Sigma. I'm like, what are you watching? Seriously, what are you watching? Did you watch this
That's
crazy?
Just probably bitter people that it's not coming to the PlayStation 3.
It's not coming to the PlayStation 3.
I love when I actually got people coming to the store and they're like, I think it's a bunch of crap that's not coming to the PS3 because since the original was on the PS3. I was like, well, the original was on the Xbox first.
Well, it was on the NES.
Right. Well, I meant, well
the original
the black, right?
Itagaki, right. Ninja Gaiden was
the 3D one.
Was on Xbox.
The one that Paul Bryant loved.
They're going there. We're leaving it alone because he's dumb. Did you see they stole the Halo feature?
Yeah,
awesome.
The video feature.
The video feature where you can upload videos of your stuff. Oh, and the last big Microsoft thing, and I know you had to watch this, was Fable.
Hey.
Fable 2?
Yes. Hey,
the co-op. See the co-op?
Yeah,
hey, it's really good. Oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Just going through all of what he's... And once again, Peter Molyneux making promises again.
That they will never keep.
Right.
He said his character got pregnant. He had a child. He had the family living there. He actually went to the house where his child was, and the husband was there. And his co-op partner killed his husband.
And it's permanent.
It's permanent. He never comes back.
Right, wow. He never comes back. He's dead for forever.
Because he hadn't been home in 6 months, and he walks up to the house, and his son comes out, and he's like, oh, mommy, where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. Because you can play a woman now. Right. And he comes out, and the kid's like, oh, mommy, I'm so glad you're home. And then the husband comes out, and he's like, oh, don't expect a warm welcome from me, bro. He starts yelling at her because she hasn't been home in 6 months, and his partner just shot him. And then he went and stole his experience.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looks like I'm it's gonna be really excited about Fable 2. I don't care what anybody said about the first Fable. Granted, it didn't live up to what he promised. It was still a phenomenal game.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I don't care what anybody says.
I like
it. So those three titles right there, you were worried about Microsoft's exclusive titles this year. Those three in and of themselves, plus whatever we're going to see at E3, which I'm going to call again Killer Instinct. So I'm not letting it go. I'm just going to keep willing it into effect.
Willing it into existence.
You still have the powers of...
And then GoldenEye for Xbox Live Arcade.
Future foretelling like I do when I call the Bonnet Commando.
I'm just continually going to call Killer Instinct until it happens, because the year of the fighting game is the greatest time to release Killer Instinct for the Xbox 360, and to have that exclusive rare fighting game, along with GoldenEye on the Xbox Live Marketplace, and the other three monster titles.
When I go to Vegas in April, if they happen to do the team-up of Mortal Kombat and Killer Instinct, even if it's 3 in the morning, I'll call you and go, oh my god, they just announced it! And I'll take video footage.
But that would have to be exclusive to Microsoft then.
Yeah.
Because it's rare. Mm, well, it's Killer Instinct, so. Then Banjo's coming out this year. Can't forget about that.
Yeah, Banjo.
Drop by the Ghoulies too.
I would be excited. So yeah, shut up.
You'd be the only one excited.
Probably. Speaking of multiplayer, Frontlines apparently supports 50 players online for.
Doesn't
obviously
change
for,
the fact that it sucks.
You didn't like Frontlines? Really? You sure you're thinking of the right game?
Probably not.
You're not thinking of Turning Point?
Yeah, you sure you're not thinking of Falling of Liberty, Turning Point?
That's the one I'm thinking of. Liberty. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Frontlines
I'm
like, is
okay.
Bad.
Frontlines. No, yeah, bad. No, Frontlines. Yeah, that's the.
Frontlines is not great.
No, no.
But Frontlines is
no,
not
but
bad.
It's better than.
It's better than the Burger King than, games.
It's better than Turning Point, Fall of Liberty.
Turning Point.
Two Worlds is better than Turning Point, Fall of Liberty.
Two Worlds on a podcast? Never.
It's already happened once. It was already there. And then if you care, Magic Gathering's coming to Xbox One.
As he just goes to the next page.
Speaking of which, did you see the rumored Metal Gear release date?
What, June 6th?
June 11th, 2008, yeah.
Well, it was funny because they were... No, it was June 12th. It was June 12th because somebody goes, right. God, I hope it's not the other way around, or it's December 6th.
Right. So, man.
So if Metal Gear makes it out in June, we have Mario
summer.
Kart, Smash Brothers, Metal Gear Solid, Unreal Tournament, all in the first 6 months.
I still think Mario Kart's going to be delayed.
You were wrong.
I say you're wrong, too, because they've already announced it for, the end of March in Europe?
Yep. And Japan.
And Japan. So, I mean, I think we're going to get screwed like we usually
we'll
do here in
April.
The States. We'll
mid-April.
Get late April.
Yeah, mid to late April.
Thing is, though, that's kind of uncharacteristic of Nintendo.
To release two games that close together?
Pretty much.
No, not really. They did, Metroid and Galaxy back-to-back months.
Yeah.
Or is it Metroid?
That was August, November.
Yeah, August, November.
I mean, it was close, but...
There was something that followed up Metroid right behind it. I can't remember what it was, but...
I don't remember what followed Metroid, because Nintendo only released, three games last year. Of course, as much shit as we give Nintendo for that, how many did Sony release first party? We had Heavenly Sword, Warhawk, Ratchet & Clank, Uncharted, and Lair. Was that it? First party games?
Well, Uncharted really isn't first party.
Yeah,
it's still first party.
Well, first party, but not in house.
Nintendo stuff. You know that, right?
Well, yeah.
Smash Brothers wasn't developed by Nintendo. It was developed by.
You mean published?
Published by Nintendo. Right. Yeah.
It was made by
the secret developer. Who was it? Level 5 or something? One of the RPG developers. Tri-Ace, was it?
That did what?
Smash Brothers.
I do know that some of the writers
I think
were
it's level
former,
5.
I can't remember. Writers. I just remember that there was a secret developer on Smash Brothers, and it wasn't Nintendo.
Oh, we did get the Super Smash Brothers like standee that holds like the strategy guides and the game things. It's pretty awesome. It's got like Mario and Samus
Uh-oh,
and
here
Link
it comes.
And Pit. That's right. No Solid Snake, but they put Pit on there. I
yeah,
like
but
that.
No
what
Sonic
was the,
either. That surprises me.
What was the poll? Man. What was the poll as the who was the most exciting new character in Super Smash Brothers by gamers? Oh, it was Solid Snake by 45%. Yeah, it wasn't Pit, who was in one game because his game sucked. Anyway.
Actually, he was in two games.
Yeah, well, he was in two games.
But you know what? The
three games
game,
now.
Yeah, well, good. After 25 years, it's good to know he can make it into three games, and one of them isn't even his. Three
you're going to be hiding in a box running away from Pits. What you going to be doing?
Yeah, he was
about to get an arrow up your ass.
Well, all I have to do is move away. You can't float that far.
Snake-a-kiss.
All right, we're going to move on to the Ask a Question thread and see if we can't catch up.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
We can catch up. All right, first up comes from Squallsoft. Wonder what he's a fan of.
Anyway. Probably Madden. But who is it?
Hey, guys, I had a couple quick questions for you. What are your thoughts on the importance of HD media discs in the current console generation? How do you think it compares from the switch from CD to DVD? Do you think the higher cost of multiple disc manufacturing will make some publishers make a switch to Blu-ray as this gen wears on?
No.
Thanks and love the show.
No, thank you for it's still, the it's, show. It still costs more to do one HD than it does multiple CDs. CDs are dirt-ass cheap.
You mean DVDs.
Or DVDs, too. So.
If there's a game on a CD right now on my next-gen console, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah. It'll be Blueback.
I think we discussed it last week, didn't we? That most of the reason for Blu-ray this gen so far is
audio,
data redundancy, and audio.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that last week. I mean, I don't think it's necessary for this generation, but next generation it will be.
Yeah, and I think you know later in this generation it'll probably become more necessary. But right now, I honestly don't think that Blu-ray is necessary.
Yes, and don't use the excuse of one or two games using 3 to 4 discs like Lost Odyssey and Blue Dragon, because that's two games out of like 1,000.
And it's also two games that were very CG heavy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Blue Dragon didn't have
Blue Dragon
CG.
Had a 22-minute ending.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole third disc. You don't actually play the third disc. You just watch the ending.
Like Shenmue 2.
I hope that Final Fantasy 13 doesn't come on multiple Blu-rays.
It'll be on 12 Blu-rays.
It'll be 700 hours long.
And only 10 of it is gameplay.
Da-da-da.
Like Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
What?
Let's run through the first Metal Gear Solid real quick. I got 15 minutes.
I'm sure you do. Anyway.
Shadowgate's longer than Metal Gear.
You see this? He just continues on. He won't
let
it go.
We love Metal Gear, but it's funny to hack on it. Cause it's
it
only
is funny to hack
long.
On it. All right, next question comes from...
Hour and a half.
It takes a half hour just to turn those card keys from... cold to hot.
Oh, yeah.
Temperature.
The first backtracking in the game, which was terrible. All right, next one comes from Don't Panic. I finally got my PS3 online and been addicted to Resistance multiplayer. The problem is that the other day I went back to the solo campaign and couldn't seem to get back into the mix. I kept thinking I'd just respawn somewhere else and go on my way. Any tips for despawning? This obviously gives you a glimpse of my lack of cognitive power. Anyone else have trouble shaking the online mindset?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You get the single player and an enemy kills you, like, I'm coming right back. Then it reloads a cutscene, you're like, shit!
Yeah, you know what games that... The two games that it really always blew me away on that was, number one, and they're both very, very similar games, Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to dying in either one of those and still getting to watch everybody else play through the level.
Yeah.
And so when you play it single player and you die and it's like, tries to kick you back, you're like, wait, what the hell? Why isn't it still going? So, yes, I do definitely know what you're talking
about. Especially when it comes to me in Rainbow Six. I die pretty quickly in those games.
That's because you run out.
Halo as well.
Boogeyman dies.
Right.
Don't use the cover like you're supposed to.
Cover.
He doesn't use cover. That's why he can't play games like Halo.
It's a tactical shooter. Well, Halo, you can run out. What the?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You must be playing with bad players.
You survive longer than Rainbow Six.
Well, yeah, longer
you get
than
shot
Rainbow
in the
Six.
Head in Rainbow Six.
Well, it takes longer to run to an enemy in Halo because, you know.
Well, right.
So. Alright, next question comes from R.E. Joshin. Will consoles ever have an upgradable video card? Why or why not?
God, I hope not.
No. I do not see this happening because, number one, consoles are aimed at casual people. Mm-hmm. Casual people do not open their systems and take them apart and
well,
put new pieces
voids
in them.
Any warranty it has anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think he means like something you could like a plug and play video card that you could just like pull out easily and
no,
put in easily.
Because then you just confuse the consumer.
Yeah. Right. And not to mention if you think people are pissed off about multiple SKUs now, you start playing the upgradable video card game and you know what?
We have Sega CD all over again.
Yeah, well, no, and you've got N64 expansion pack all over again.
Here's how much of Perfect Dark you can play without the expansion pack, and here's how much you can play with it.
That's what kills me about
no
like,
single player.
People complaining about the fact that you can't play Burnout without a hard drive on the 360, which is a valid complaint. But I stop and think, man, these people must not have been around for the N64.
No,
there were so
spoiled.
Many games you couldn't play without the expansion.
Oh yeah, there's some games you could not even play without.
Right.
Like what was it? Was it Donkey Kong?
Yeah,
Donkey Kong started it. Yeah, it came with it.
And
you had to have it.
No Mercy. Actually, you had to have the expansion pack to play most of it. Yeah. I don't remember if you had to have it to play at all. But
no, it was like 3/4 of it.
Right.
Sega Saturn did the same thing with the 4 Meg expansion cart.
Yeah.
So yeah, quit whining.
Stop whining.
You know, with the 4 Meg card and a copy of Marvel versus Street Fighter. Oh yeah, X-Men versus Street Fighter with that 4 Meg card.
Saturn was a 2D
smooth
monster.
As butter.
2D monster.
Made a great freaking baseball game too. All
right,
I remember Vampire Savior for Sega Saturn.
Next up comes from Roe. With the FPS genre dominating the console online multiplayers, do you think there's any other genre of game that could be as successful as they are in online multiplayer?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
I would say yes, if they made an MMO that was free.
I don't even know that an MMO free would be as big as... Because the thing about first-person shooters is it's easy to get in and play with a group of people. It's fast, it's quick, you can play it for 10 minutes or 10 hours.
Yeah.
Possibly fighting games, if they made a comeback, would be the only other thing.
Right.
Racing games, probably not, because there's too much investment in racing games.
I don't know, I think a free MMO might.
See, the problem, though, with an MMO, and the thing that kind of puts it at a disadvantage compared to a first-person shooter, is with a first-person shooter, you can... most first-person shooters, at least, there are some exceptions to this rule, but... No matter if you've played the game one time or 50 times, everybody starts out on equal ground. Not as far as skills go, but as far as equipment goes, as far as everything like that goes. And with an MMO, there's so much of the, if you miss 2 days, everybody else is leveled up so much higher than you that the people you played with before, you can't really play with.
Well, it's, so, like you said, there's exceptions to that.
Right.
With
like Call of Duty and stuff. But.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's a new MMO I was reading about from the creators of...
Cryptic, yes. Champions Online, which looks really, really, really good.
I think that maybe if that's any good and that takes off, and they didn't say anything about price, but that's still always awesome.
Yeah, I'm very, 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 very excited about Champions.
I think
Online.
APB might have a chance of doing it.
You think so?
With its Grand Theft Auto Online MMO style, because people love that kind of game,
right?
And the guys that made Crackdown, we obviously know they know how to make a good playing game,
right?
And now we're having this giant city, and if you watched it, it was really cool how you could either play the bad guys or the good guys,
right?
And depending on the level of your character, like they had the Shaft guy come in, and there was these 4 guys robbing a TV store. It was hilarious. They were moving everything out. There's like one guy came after him, but he was so powered up. He'd been like 6 months of power leveling, and he just wiped them all out. It was awesome. So, I think that might take off. But to replace FPSs, I don't know.
Nothing's going to replace
it. I mean, if you think about it, for a long time, first-person shooters have been, you know, sort of the online home, even back to PC with Doom and Quake and everything, so...
Next question comes from Serenity. He says he heard that Target was pulling Mass Effect from the shelves because of the Fox News incident.
Oh, boy.
Fox News incident.
Wait. I heard about that. I hadn't seen it either be confirmed or denied yet, but
Fill me in. I don't know.
You don't know what the Fox News incident was?
Everybody listening to the podcast has sighed. Like, yeah. Where have you been?
I don't watch TV.
The Fox News incident was basically Fox News had this author on there that claimed Mass Effect was a interactive porno.
What?
That's the gist of it.
Full digital nudity without even fully controllable
without
sex.
Even really even
and they never
the
played it. And they never played it.
Of course.
So I mean, and that's
and it made it on the news, so it made a big stink about it. So.
Yeah.
Right. That's even Jack dangerous. Thompson defended that, which is
right. Yeah. Which is, really?
Yeah.
But if it's true that Target pulls this from the shelves, then you know what? They're just as naive as Fox News is.
Right. And it's stupid too because I go to Target every once in a while and. Dude, have you seen the movies and the TV shows that they have that they're selling? They got the freaking Sopranos, man.
Right.
They got shows they're like 20 times worse than Mass Effect.
See, it all goes back to them pointing the finger at games, not movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, games are
stupid.
Held to a much lower or a higher standard as far as like what's in them. Like, oh my God, if the video game says fuck in it, oh, what are we going
to
do?
Well, Lord forbid they take them to see a fucking movie and says it.
Right.
What the fuck is the difference?
Or if they let
them listen to this podcast.
Well, this shit pisses me off. It really does. There's no standard. It's quick to point the finger at the fucking game. How about you point the finger at mom and dad, son of a bitch?
Oh, we've missed you. We've missed you being so angry.
God, that shit just pisses me. I have no tolerance for that shit. I really don't.
He has zero tolerance for it. Yeah. What's up?
Well, long and short of it is, even if Target did pull Mass Effect, Target isn't where most people go to buy video games, right. So I don't think it's going to affect much. Right.
Now, if Walmart pulled it, we might have a different story.
Yeah. Well, if a major chain of video games pulled it.
If Walmart pulled it, then people would just have to get, you know, their guns and ammunition and Saw 4 and Hostel on DVD at Walmart.
And not be able to pick up right. Mass Effect.
Yeah. So, oh, God, whatever.
Oh, good. All right, next question comes from, what's that, XX Ice. Ice. Two? I don't think you're supposed to say the X's.
You're not supposed to say the X's?
Okay, I don't think
that's
so.
Straight Ice edge, two. Yo. That's straight edge, right?
That is straight edge, yeah.
It
is.
Ice 2? X 2? Whatever. Anyway, hello, gentlemen. At least he's polite.
Yeah, he's polite.
All right, I just want to say thank you for your review and thoughts on Assassin's Creed. Because of your podcast, which I just started to listen to, I picked up a copy for the PS3 and couldn't be happier. Plays great. I'm really having a hell of a time scaling the towers and running and jumping from roofs. Well, we're glad you like it.
I'm glad you listened to us instead of the reviewers that trashed it.
Exactly. Had a question for the panel as well. With the success of the Grand Theft Auto series on the PSX and the PS2, do you think that more of the gaming community will be looking to get the next installment of the series on PS3 instead of 360? Oh, the bomba question.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is a hard thing to gauge right now. I don't know because I don't know that enough of the Grand Theft Auto people have bought PlayStation 3s yet because they're so not wanting to spend the $500, $400.
Well, that also goes back to what we said earlier. They're picky.
Well, they're picky, but GTA is one of their series.
It's right.
Well, it's one of their series. So, you know, Grand Theft Auto, GTA, God of War, those are their series. So, this one, if they have it, they will buy it.
My opinion on the situation is that the game will probably sell more copies on the 360 because of the install base. But
Over time,
it will sell more on the PS3, and I have a feeling that you will see, as far as systems sold, you'll see more PS3s get sold
because
Grand Theft Auto than you will 360,
but
even
I've heard
with the downloadable content.
I've heard a very sneaky rumor that Microsoft is planning their price drop that they've been talking about, that they've been cutting this, you know, everybody's been guessing,
right,
for Grand Theft Auto's release, along with
the downloadable content,
and cutting the prices of their accessories.
And if anybody thinks that Microsoft won't be promoting the hell out of this downloadable content, If you think that you won't see everywhere, get the full version only available on the Xbox 360, it's going to be everywhere because they didn't spend $50 million on nothing.
Right.
Exclusive downloadable content only for Xbox 360.
Get the full story only on 360.
Yeah.
So, trust me, both Sony and Microsoft will be in full PR swing when Grand Theft... For anybody that's new to gaming and hasn't been around for the launch of a Grand Theft Auto,
it's huge.
It's always a media circus. It's always so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We We have another request for a video podcast, which...
It seems like every week we get a request for the
video
podcast.
Well, everybody would love to see a video podcast. I love video podcasts.
We're all ugly. You don't want to see us.
You don't want to see us. All right, next one comes from... What does it say? Doth I protest?
Doth I protest?
Now here, well, real quick before we just move on. Video podcast would be a great idea, but... It's different listening to us for 3 hours because you can, like, move around and do stuff and, like...
But if you got to watch it?
Yeah, if you got to sit down for 3 hours... I mean, it's hard enough to watch a movie for 3 hours, but watch our boring asses for three straight hours
or two and a half hours. We could probably do, like, a short one.
Yeah, we could probably do a half-hour video podcast.
We have to get the technology.
Yeah.
The technology.
Yeah, we're that's a little beyond our means right now.
I have to change the theme song one more time, too, because right now it's listen to us ramble on.
Now you'd have to watch us ramble on.
I'd have to change my underwear.
You'd have to.
Although I'll probably make a new theme song for the 75th anniversary show. So.
Kyle, 75th. That's a good long ways away. Anyway. Right.
You might not be on air that long.
Yeah, right. I'd like to start off by saying I enjoy your podcast very much. Been a longtime reader of your site. Just recently joined the community as an official member.
Welcome.
Without further ado, my question is twofold. As Sony's online strategy comes together, as it has little by little over the last few months, with such improvements as combining content from PS3's PSN store with PC store, which has seen with the last update, the Patapon demo and user-generated content from Unreal Tournament 3, how irrelevant will home become once in-game XMB put into place? Seeing as how home is Sony's answer to a unified online service for the PS3, in-game XMB will give us all the relevant features of home without the use of avatars and media sharing. If in-game XMB makes home irrelevant, what will be the future for PSN? And we've talked about this home in-game XMB stuff for the longest time, and I do believe that home will go... It will vacate very quickly.
Yeah. And what's funny is that's... Out. I mean... last week we all shared basically the exact same opinion that home is going to be one of those things where for the first couple weeks it's available, people are going to be all about it, and then people are just going to get tired of it. They're going to want to boot straight into their games, or they're going to want to they're not going to want to wander around for it. There'll be some obviously who will want to mess around at home for a while, but I really do think that after a couple weeks it's going to become sort of just a gimmicky feature that they can go into if they want. It's not.
I think
be.
It'll be. I honestly, and as much as I don't want this to happen, I think it'll become like a wasteland for people just to go watch pirated content and certain funny videos, if you know what I mean. You know,
right.
And just gather a bunch of people around and watch that kind of stuff.
Funny videos.
It'll turn into like a YouTube kind of just people hanging out and watching it. But other than that, they won't use the gaming function of it. So, that should be very interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
From the get-go, I thought that was a bad idea.
Well, you're forcing people to use an avatar to use functionality that should be built into it to start with.
Right.
So,
I thought it was stupid.
But the next question also comes from Ice 2 again, and we have somebody with a headset off that's going to be needed to part of this question. But the show... If he wants to hear a little bit more about the show, what do you guys think of the show? And since you two are the only two that have played it.
It's completely and utterly amazing.
Yeah, I think it's possibly unless it just the final version ends up just having some kind of major glitch or bug, and it possibly can go down as one of the best baseball games ever created since the High Heat series.
Whoa.
And he's a big MVP fan, and MVP had its place, but... I mean, as you can see, it's probably a good thing that MVP kind of disappeared. If you played any of the college baseball series, I mean, it seems like Ben Brinkman makes the 2K8 games now, and so if you kind of want to see where the MVP series would have evolved to, play 2K8.
Right.
Because it's the same producer, so...
Right. And that's who actually was on the call.
Right. But the show, it takes a more authentic look into the series than any other baseball franchise has done in years, and I've said my piece on the show, and... Yeah, week and a half to go, and woo.
It's going to be completely amazing.
Although I will laugh like a kitten in heat. A kitten in heat laugh.
So you'll be like,
if the smokestacks are not in 2K8. And why I say that is because they're in the freaking bigs.
Right.
Which is also 2K developed. So if the smokestacks are not in 2K, I'm assuming they probably won't be in the show for some reason.
Right.
They just don't want to concentrate on celebrated home runs. I don't know why. which doesn't kill me one way or another.
Right.
I'd love to see it, but I'm not. It's not.
You guys
it's
are
not,
speaking
game,
another language.
It's not a game
me.
Breaker for me.
Right. Yeah.
But if,
talking about the smokestacks out in the ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, at Great American Ballpark.
Right. When you get home, it was in, yeah, fireworks.
Right. It was in the bigs, but it was not in any of the other baseball games up to the bigs.
It wasn't?
No.
I didn't know.
That was the first time.
Hey, you know what the last baseball game I played was?
RBI. Bases loaded.
No. Guess again.
Power Pros.
No.
I give up.
Ken Griffey Jr.
That's a good series.
Well, for 64?
Super Nintendo.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
It was.
Nobody can hear you.
I know.
It was a fantastic game. I was just speaking to an imaginary friend just now.
Awesome. Next up, Odeon wants us to make another shout-out for the video contest, which if you haven't seen the video contest yet, go to the forums, do a look-up for Odeon's post for the video contest.
Is Odeon the one with the list?
Yes, he has the list.
Yeah.
That I continue to be number one on and you're all jealous of.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm number one on Tay shit list.
Hey, Odeon, do you think maybe I could be on the list?
Dude, he worships you. He says you should take command and that you should fire me. You should kick me out and you should take control.
And he's not afraid of the banhammer.
He's not afraid of the banhammer that I bring with me. So.
Well, from what I've read on the forums, Odeon, you might want to put me on that list. Because from what I've seen... I don't know. It seems like you're kind of moody sometimes. Seems like you like to lash out and throw people on your lists for, like, no reason. Like, I don't like what you said. I want you to be on top of my...
No, wait a minute.
...my list, so...
Are you sure that you're not Odeon Killer Wolf?
I don't know.
The secret has been revealed.
It just seems like Odeon might be a little bit on the emo side, if you know what I mean.
Are you sure it's not Killer Wolverine? You gotta click that thing like 400 times. Nah, I'm all over in this show.
I'm just kidding. Odeon, you're cool.
He's a cool guy, but you know what? I should be number one on the shit list every week.
You know what? You are just jealous.
I will
of
make
me.
Bad jokes. Hey, I was number one a couple days ago because I made a bad joke and it put me on the shit list.
Do you
so
feel
I will
good
make,
that you get to be there for like a couple days?
I will make bad jokes purposefully
because I
to
will
get
go,
to the top.
I can
of the
shoot
list.
To number one easily all the time. I am Tay Winner.
See, you know what? He wants to be number one, so you need to put him at the bottom every week.
No, you see. You just don't want me to be number one. You want to be number one.
You're right.
You're just jealous.
You're
so
right.
See,
thing is, though, I would like to be number one for at least 1 week. Just to
you
say.
You know what? You're number one in my heart. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
The movie contest is going on, and you guys should go check it out. It's
check
pretty
it out.
Cool. Next comes from HouseGroove76. Says, hey, guys, as always, yet another kick-ass podcast. Thanks for answering my questions. I have another for you. With the death of arcades for a long time now in the States, he's in Japan, now where they're still going strong.
Nice.
The strength of Xbox Live and PSN, along with online PC games, do you think that's given birth to the socially retarded kids playing games this day and age? Back in the day, I'm sure you can all agree, if you went down to the arcade as a kid and talked one-tenth of the trash that goes on today, you'd get punched in the throat before you could utter the word noob. Yeah. There was an actual unspoken code of gaming on how to act. Will we ever get back to those days?
No. It'll get worse. It's getting worse.
With the invention of the internet and all of the spoils that these kids have today of all of the way games have changed, there is no respect anymore.
Right. Well, because you can't see them. You're not physically
exactly.
there
they
playing.
Have that, they feel like they have that protective shield.
You give them a voice and anonymity, and it's done. Yeah. I mean,
I guarantee
it's
you,
not
if,
just games.
If you
it's
were
everything.
Sitting where we were, and I was talking that much shit that's being talked today, you would kick me in the gonads.
Oh, Bob's got gonads. Just like that.
Right.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah.
But it is a sad state of affairs that we can't go to an arcade anymore, or even get online and just have somebody say, hey, nice kill.
Right.
No, you don't get that. You're going to get like all kinds of four-letter words and derogatory.
You get that from me because I die all the time.
Well, yeah.
Good kill.
Good kill. Way to go.
Yeah,
you shot a moving target.
We're nice kill kind of guys. So if you ever get a chance to play with us online, we're
unless
nice
you start, because sometimes we get off on a. Once you start with it, because then you know,
I have been known to ask children what vaginal defect spawned them.
I was just gonna bring that up
and ask them, tell them to go into the next room and ask their parents why they hate them.
Although Zero does talk his good amount of shit while he's online, though. Too.
Well, when I'm playing
it's
with
good,
you,
yeah,
it's good.
Because remember, that's the whole reason that Tracy would never play online with us, because you talk so much trash
but
talk.
But
I don't call you names. Yeah. Like I don't call you the dirty names.
Right.
I don't get on there and be like, I killed you, beep.
There's good-natured trash talk, and then there's the kind of trash talk that people would not do in real life. Like,
you know
what drives me more nuts than anything? Is the guy that gets on there, and he gets upset, or he just decides he's going to be an asshole, and just goes, into the headset. Like, can you imagine somebody going up to somebody in an arcade and just doing that right in their face?
Did you get
when they're trying
so fast
to play?
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a very good point.
Man, I was watching a video. I don't think it was on YouTube, but it was part of like the top five most like aggressive gamers caught on video. And there was this one guy who was playing Halo. Oh my god, it was so hilarious. I was laughing out loud when I was watching this.
You were LOLing?
Yeah, I was LOLing. And
he
I was
ROFLing.
This dude was getting pwned in Halo like majorly, and he was like, what the? And he would be using the F word constantly, and he'd be like screaming, and he'd be like, ah! And there was one part where he went up to the TV. It was a regular tube TV, you know, glass. It wasn't an HD or LCD.
It's gonna be good.
But he went up to his TV and started quickly jabbing the screen, and you could hear the jabs of the screen, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs.
Who punches a TV screen?
While jabbing a screen.
Don't point your finger at me!
Who put a video camera in Killer Wolverine's bedroom?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I knew that was going there.
What?
It wasn't me.
You punched a hole in a wall.
Killer Wolverine probably put a camera in Killer Wolverine's bedroom.
and then after he, like, threw a whole bunch of jabs at his TV screen, he grabbed the whole set and was, like, shaking it, like, almost, like, threatening to rip it off and throw it in the floor. And he was screaming. He was like, and then he just runs off.
That reminds me of the German, that video of the German kid.
Yes.
That's trying to get the game to run
on his PC.
Yeah. And he starts slamming the keyboard.
And then when it works, he's like, all fine. Right. And then he's, what is it about Halo that just brings out the dumb shit?
I don't know.
What is it about video games? What is it about the internet that brings out the dumb shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up, this comes to ZT, Gambus, and Wombat 2. And the Boogeyman, if he's back next week.
Yeah, I'm here.
He wants to know if we're planning on giving out or selling N4G t-shirts. And as much as we would love to do this, we haven't got to this point yet. And I like the black and white shirt idea.
Yeah,
we've
kicked around the idea a couple times. I came this close to buying a white shirt with red ringers and putting the Space Invader on the front of it with N4G Podcast Radio. But I did not yet.
If we can come up with the funding for that, though, you can actually, by how many addresses you send it to, just see how many people we actually do have listened to the podcast.
No doubt.
And that can be used for a contest, too.
Yeah, it would. It would be a good prize for a contest.
Not that, it doesn't matter because I wasn't part of that
Maybe we'll come up with a... I've been known to make video game t-shirts in the past. Maybe we'll do, at some point, a contest, and the winner will get an exclusive N4G Podcast Radio t-shirt.
That's got to have my quote on the back.
It's got to have the quote on the back.
So we're going to move on
We'll move on.
Sylvanos. He wants to know what we what's our take on polish versus innovation.
Polish versus
innovation.
You see, that is a very interesting dilemma.
You know, personally, for me, myself, I would rather have polish because I would much rather have an idea that was perfected instead of one that was half-assed, even if it was original.
Yeah, I mean, if the rest of his question, he goes on to say, would you rather have a game that comes up with a new concept or story that blows your mind but has problems, like cameras broken, for example, or a game that's full of stuff that we've already seen but is polished to perfection?
Yeah, I think innovation would rule on that one. Because you have a lot of games with a lot of problems that ended up being good.
But you know what? See, I disagree with that because you look at the games that did stuff new this year, and you look at the games that just did everything really well.
Well,
and the ones that did everything really well, you played more.
Right.
You perfected the open world sandbox game, and you enjoyed games like Crackdown. You perfected the first person shooter. You enjoyed games like Halo, Call of Duty 4.
But how much innovation really happened?
Innovated this year with games like Assassin's Creed with a different take on it. Not quite as good as a game like Uncharted, which just polished the formula.
Right. My top two games of the year were on opposite ends of the spectrum because Mass Effect was a game that had a great new concept and story, but had some problems. And it was my number one game of the year. And Uncharted was a game that did stuff that we had all already seen before, but was polished.
And then you look at Mario Galaxy. It does nothing relatively new and innovative.
Well, the whole gravity thing?
The whole gravity thing is neat, but I don't really know. It's still a platformer. It just made the platformer, I mean...
I think it did both. I think it did... You know, a high level of polish and was innovative at the same time. I think that's a part of its charm, because you know, not a whole lot of games really innovate as well as polishing.
Well, that's the thing about innovation is when you get it, it's never going to be perfect the first time. It never is. But when you have a game that's polished, it does everything that you want it to do, and they've had the ability to perfect it.
Innovation leads to polish.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, polish is a great thing, too. But also remember, there are some games in the past that were very polished, but were kind of mediocre as far as content went, like Star Fox Adventures. That was a very polished platform, but it was kind of boring.
Well, yeah, and there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. I mean, look at innovation. Seaman, please. One of the worst, most boring fucking games ever created.
I pulled that out of my closet yesterday.
And seriously, would you rather have that than like a polished, like, you know?
Well, but it's a question of content at that point, not necessarily polish or innovation.
Exactly, but I'm just saying, what would you rather have as far as that goes? And that's why I say I'd rather have a polish, because I'd rather have a game that actually does everything right instead of something that just does some new stuff.
But
I'm not saying I'm not going to enjoy innovative games. I'm just saying if you made me choose.
But here's the thing.
Well, if you continue to buy polished games and all this, and everyone does, then there's nothing going
to
be new.
If it wasn't for the innovative games, there would be nothing for the polished games to polish.
Well, exactly.
That's
but
true,
you're
that's
asking
true. It's,
me.
It's actually a cycle.
You're putting it in a catch-22 here. You're just asking me, well, if you don't do this, then you don't do this. I'm like, well, if I just buy innovative games, then I'm never going to play the perfect ones.
What?
You build up on it.
No, because I will never be able to buy them, because that's kind of the point you're making is like, if I don't buy this, then I won't buy that.
If you buy this, the norm, there's never going to be.
You're asking me what I prefer. You're not asking me what I buy. You ask me what I buy both. You asked me which one I prefer.
Like Gambus said, it's a cycle because the innovative games innovate, the polished games improve upon that, and then the innovative games improve upon the content.
Motherfucker, I said that first.
Give
him all the credit.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Kill him with a green. Well, motherfucker, you aren't here. I'll give the guy who's here every week credit.
I'm broke!
You ain't getting paid for this.
It's funny how this turned into like some kind of argument. I'm the only one on this camp, apparently, so I'm just going to stay over here and... Stay away from y'all, because y'all think just because I choose that one I prefer that I'm not buying
the other
one.
Well, one leads to the other. That's all I'm
Could you
saying.
Go down there and look at my game collection and tell me I don't buy every game that
I didn't
out?
Say you weren't!
Yeah, you bought Open Season.
Jesus.
Yeah, I did.
I'm just saying one.
And that wasn't innovative or polished.
That was achievements. That's all that was.
All right. Second, he says, what's the big deal about recording and uploading videos of your gameplay? First Halo 3 did it, now here Ninja Gaiden's going to have it. I guess my question is why? Why would I take time to watch your videos of you playing a game I could be playing myself? Why is it considered such a good idea?
I think some of it is to help you get through a hard part.
Some of it may be that, but it's just the idea of watching somebody who's so impressively good at something.
Yeah.
Just like
the show-off factor,
right? Yeah. Well, dick measuring. Yeah.
It goes back to a couple questions before when it was talking about the way the arcade scene used to be. And if you think about the arcade, there was always that one guy who was really good at one of the games there, and there would be people crowded around just to watch
him beat the crap out of whoever he was playing.
But it's also good for really cool moments.
Right, yeah.
Like when something happens in a game and you're like,
yeah,
dude, and you can
You should have seen this.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Now you can show it.
Like we were doing on Halo the other day. But we
yeah, when we played the campaign on Halo on Legendary the other day, I walked out and like the hammer guy just literally jumped like 30 feet in the air and just came down on me, and all I could do was watch. I just sat there and just watched him continue to come down, and I saved that replay, and it's so hilarious to go back and watch it.
I think my favorite Halo saved replay is the one where the guy, he set up, with Forge, he set up a thing where you could, like, where he would throw a grenade and then jump in behind the grenade into, like, the lifts and everything, and it bounced them both all around the level, and it bounced the grenade around the level a different way and him around the level a different way, and he landed on a warthog. The grenade landed on the warthog right behind him and blew him up. So he killed himself with his own grenade, but it took forever because he bounced around like the whole thing.
This reminds me of a video I saw on YouTube. It was a video of Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, and it was like this competition, and I forgot the two gentlemen's names who were playing, but they're both like nationally known as being the best players.
Is this the greatest comeback of all time story?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Best players of Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. And I was watching the match, and there was this part where I think it was Akuma versus Chun Li. But Akuma, he did like this multi-hit super. They were like neck and neck. Their energy bars were like identical. And it was like one more hit, and they were going to be dead. And Akuma started doing this multi-hit super move. And you know how you can, like, parry moves by, like, pressing forward and attack at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the dude who was Chung Li was parrying every single attack.
Every single move.
During this super, and it was, like, really fast motion. And the whole crowd, like, simultaneously screamed because they couldn't believe what they were seeing.
It is a very cool thing to watch some of the stuff online.
And when I saw it, it actually gave me a chill like down my spine, like holy crap.
And I can only imagine what it's going to be like with Ninja Gaiden and how much blood, gore, guts you're going to see in these videos, and it's going to be very cool. I can understand there's some people that just aren't into it, but the appeal of it is just watching the amazingness of some of those players.
And you can
out there.
Back up your talk if you're the, you know, talker.
Well, yeah. Because then you can say, hey, how good are you? Watch this video.
Well, watch this month.
Watch this month. I will show you how good I am.
Yeah.
Actually, if anybody started, it was actually Gotham with the Gotham TV.
Gotham TV was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just has a few comments at the end. He says, smoking's bad and good. Not judging. Don't judge me.
Smoking is bad.
I haven't had one the whole show. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Because I can't. he really wants to play something to hold on to in Rock Band.
Yeah, it went down this morning and still is not updated yet. So.
mentioned the M4G movie contest to make Odeon happy. We did.
We did already, thank you.
And he says, make more three-hour epic podcasts.
Man,
shit
I gotta go
great.
Gambling. I ain't going no 3 hours today.
All right, we're gonna continue to move on. All right. Skip on. Which games on PS3, this comes from Silfo, which games on PS3 do you think make the best use of the 6-axis controller? Top 10 anyone? Are there even 10 worth mentioning?
No.
Only one I can think of, and I don't have one, is Warhawk.
I like Uncharted use of it.
Right.
I like Uncharted use of it, and I love Folklore.
Yeah, Folklore.
Folklore's introduction.
And actually, MotorStorm controls very well with
MotorStorm
the
6-axis. Does control very well with the 6-axis, but I still don't play
it
that way.
I don't prefer it that way, but I'm just saying, but it is very responsive, though.
I think Warhawk is the best, though, of all the ones that use the 6-axis.
Yeah.
It seems the most responsive.
Yeah, it does work really well. I'm trying to think if we're not
Layer.
Putting Layer in there. Shut up. It's terrible. Anyway, I don't think of... There's really much else. I really like Uncharted. I really like Folklore, and I really like Warhawks, and that's...
About it.
That's really about it. Heavenly Swords.
Because everything else just kind of dabbles into. I mean, the show uses it, but it just dabbles into
right.
It's not good.
I'm sure that Metal Gear will be on that
Metal
list
Gear.
Once it comes out.
All right, so here comes the big debate. This will be the final question. What do we think of Wii Pay?
Wii Pay and Play.
Wii Pay and Play.
Which is basically Nintendo announced that there are going to be some games and features... in the future that they will charge for online.
How much?
They haven't announced.
And what features?
they haven't announced. It's very vague at this point. I think you could probably find the exact sentence in the article. It's something along the lines of...
Kind of like I had to pay for the Opera browser the other day.
We will be... could go down a little more.
So pissed about that. The internet browsers, now you have to pay for it.
I thought it was free if you downloaded the beta or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, I had got a new Wii. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So 500 points.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
See, yeah, the basic gist of it was during a lecture,
Mario,
the lecture, he...
or Opera browser.
Takashi Aoyama explained that the firm will begin to collect some fees for services that will allow us to adapt flexibly. Basically, the rumor is that there's going to be some games and possibly some services that will be charged.
If you're
going to
start charging, why not just make every game one? That's...
You know what this almost looks like to me? It almost looks like... You know how, you know, Xbox 360 came out and the online was $50 a year, you know? And it was great community, great aspects to it, you know? And then you got PlayStation 3 comes out, you know, the community is like sort of there, but it's kind of like game to game, but it's free. Nintendo is coming out, and it seems like Nintendo, they know a lot about making money, but there's a lot of things that they don't know a lot about. It seems like to me that they're going to be almost doing a PlayStation Network that's pay to play.
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned on the podcast
before. Could you imagine
before.
A scaled down PlayStation Network that they want to start charging when have?
I think we're looking too deep into this, though. I have two words for this whole Wii Pay and Play.
Uh-oh. Two worlds?
Two words.
Da, da, da.
Rock Band. Without this capability, Rock Band will never exist. Rock Band is done. Off the record. And,
and for the Wii.
Right. And because of Nintendo's crazy closed structured online service, there was no way to really get that thing up and running with everything that Rock Band is capable of doing. This gives them that opportunity, and Rock Band sells so much freaking money, and with all the Wii's that are out on the market right now, I think that is the first step that they're going to use with this Wii Pay and Play is going to be Rock Band and Rock Band.
Well, I'm still under the assumption that eventually all three consoles are going to have pay online services.
I agree.
I don't think this stuff's ever going to be free. I mean, PlayStation Network's free now, but I can't see it being free forever. I know that sounds ridiculous because you can't give somebody something for free and then expect them to pay for it, but I think there's going to be some stuff on PlayStation Network that's not free.
Unless you start implementing new features and then using that as an excuse.
But you can, right. But see, the problem with Sony is they've kind of dug themselves into a hole with, now that we've allowed everybody to play online for free, we can never charge for that.
Right.
Because if you do, you're going to have an uproar.
Well, right. Not in this.
But that's where Home comes in. See,
they can't
get everybody asphyxiated with the whole Home experience and get you in there, and then all of a sudden go, well, thanks for playing the free trial of Home. Now if you want to continue to play online,
it's $10 a month.
Here's
or
the thing.
$5 a month.
Here's the thing. If they ever charge for Home,
Home will be the new PlayStation Network.
And so there's
no way to get out of it. So if you want to play online, you've already downloaded Home, and if you want to continue to play online and through Home, then you got to pay for it.
I've said ever since Home was announced, that not that it will, but that it would not shock me if Sony started charging for PlayStation Network when Home rolled out.
To make all up for all that money they've invested in this.
Right.
Because I don't really think, you know, if you want to be as online savvy as like Microsoft's Xbox Live, I can't see you continuing to run dedicated servers, free online, you know, free functionality, free this, free that. I just can't see the benefits of
that model sustaining itself.
And also add to the fact that the PlayStation Network does not have any advertisements.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Right.
Unless they count the movie trailers as advertisements.
Right.
I mean, where's the revenue?
Not that we're complaining about it. No advertisements.
No, I'm not complaining about it, but I'm trying to figure out how they could continue a business model like that for free.
Right.
Especially if the PlayStation 3 eventually does pass the 360 and has more users. How are you going to continue to sustain that for free?
I don't know.
I guess I'm just a cynical old bastard that doesn't believe that you can get something for free for the rest of your life.
But
yeah, that's true.
My theory has always been I have no problem at all paying for a service as long as I feel like it's worth my money.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I have no problem. As much as I would love if Xbox Live was free, I have no problem paying for Xbox Live because I feel that I get my money's worth out of the service.
You know what? If the Wii becomes online pay-to-play, I will never pay for it because I don't...
That's what I'm saying.
The Wii games, there's not enough of them to matter.
Their service isn't high enough quality to justify paying money
for it. They have
a
service?
Well...
They have friend codes.
Right.
And Virtual Console, which that just doesn't cost me anything to look at.
Right.
So...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it kind of plays out and what they're going to do, because I'll be interested to see what happens at E3 and then throughout the rest of the year, but...
Agreed.
Well, yeah, E3 is going to be the show.
We say that every year.
Yeah.
Every year we say the same thing, that E3 will be the show, and then usually 2 days afterwards we're like, oh, that wasn't a very good show.
But true
then,
that.
So we suffer from our own fate of being internet savvy and being mad because we're too informed.
Well, I mean, E3 might not be as good of a show as like maybe the E3 before that year, or several E3s ago, but then when you look at the other shows, like, you know, Tokyo Game Show and Game Developers Conference, I mean, they're good shows, but they still really don't stack up against E3.
No. The thing about E3 this year, more so than the last couple of years at least, is the fact that all three consoles now have a relatively decent install base, enough for them to go out and with all guns a-blazing and showing off what software they got coming.
Yeah,
so, I think this is going to be the of this generation, the game show of this generation. This is like, we got this game. It's another dick measuring contest. So.
The only problem is how much of it are we going to know before the show airs?
Yeah.
Because when was the last time you watched the trade show and you went, oh my God, I didn't expect that?
Right, not.
You, with the internet nowadays, you don't.
Right.
Especially
with websites like newsforgamers.com.
Well, there's no surprises anymore.
Right. There's no surprises.
We removed the curtain.
Yeah. Well, that's why I try not to, you know, we've pulled back the curtain.
I try to stay uninformed, so when I come on, I'm like, really?
Well, that's a horse of a different color, isn't it?
All right. Whoa. But that pretty much wraps up the show. Sorry we didn't get the
we didn't get to epic levels.
We didn't get epic levels this week, but that's okay because it's time to eat. It's lunchtime for me, so I have to get out of here.
I got to go lose my ass at the boat.
Gambus has to go to bed.
Yeah. Still haven't been to sleep.
Green Lantern has to sleep so he can protect the world.
Yeah.
That pretty much wraps up the show.
Stay away from the color yellow.
Do that. Mr. Khan.
The sun will rise, burning faces staring back at it. You'll see the light as it shines, oh, so bright. You can't deny what we had was something special. And I wait on the day when you are finally out of my mind. The day.
Something to hold on to. Something.
to make friendship out of this mess. Some days I wish we could just turn back the time. I know that now we are just two different people whose love burned one day, but now that flame has died. The day
speaking of that, I bought The Running Man on DVD last night.
Did you really?
It was $5.
That's an awesome movie.
At Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is an awesome
special
movie.
Edition, even.
I bought about everything that was decent in that thing a long time ago, and the only thing I didn't have that they had left was it's like an Alfred Hitchcock 5 DVD thing with a bunch of movies.
It had True Lies in it, too. Well, then.
True Lies.
Right.
Running Man's an awesome movie.
It is an awesome movie.
You know, Dante, I just don't want no like no
chainsaws a part of me. Now I'm gonna make it a part of you.
That's all right.
Keep it.
Hey, Christmas tree.
Hey, Lighthead.
I want no kitty love.
Such
go
a
away,
great,
Dante.
Great movie.